ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയശരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി ജയം നിതില്യ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീയദ്വൈതഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോവിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ഡഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻധാംക്ക് മായപ്പൂർധാംക്ക് മധുരപുരിധാംക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരിധാംക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാംക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യവനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനെ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീവിം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലഃ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമന തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരതസ് ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാ ധാന്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മ പ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തുശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിംവാപരൈശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗളിതം ഫലം ശുഗമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപദ ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദി ഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമാം യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈബാഹ്യനോ വിരഹകാദരമാജ്ജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അദ്ധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃദാനനേന്ദോഹോ മമ വാജി വിജൃംഭരാ മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കണികാഭി കാഭികാഭീം നമോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷാ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമഃ. വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമഃ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാദാനയേഷമനിശം പ്രതിഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യവരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാംബുരദോ മമ. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ, ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. ഓം പാഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതി അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീം. സ്തുതേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ സ്തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ. സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവ സുതം ദേവം കംസചാനൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം. പാരാശര്യവചസ്സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഃ പേദീയമാനം മുദാം ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുത സ്വന്വന്ദിനി വൈസ്തവേർ വേദേ സാംഗപദേർ ക്രമോപനിഷദേർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഃ. ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗദേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, last Monday, we have seen that in Samanta Panchakam, that is Kurukshetram, modern Kurukshetram, where for the solar eclipse, everybody has assembled. All the rishis had come, Vedavyasa Maharshi, and many others listed in the Bhagavatam, you can read there. All great rishis and sages, they have arrived. From Dwaraka, Krishna has arrived with all their wives, children, Ugrasena. And from various parts of the world, different kings were invited, they had come. And from Vrindavanam, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, all the cowherds, men, gopas, gopis, they all arrived. And we saw them that Yashoda Devi has met Krishna and Balaram after a long time, and various discussions going on. Krishna took the gopis away to another separate part in Samanta Panchakam, and everybody wanted to meet up each other after a long time. They haven't seen each other. And when the gopis heard that Krishna is also there, they were very curious to see Krishna. But they didn't have to go and see Krishna prior to that. Krishna has arranged a special meeting with the gopis separately. So gopis thought that when we meet Krishna, we would like to tell him what we feel about him. This was in their heart. But that didn't happen. What happened was, when they met up, when Krishna met the gopis, before gopis could say anything to Krishna, Krishna says to them, "You have all forgotten about me, haven't you?" He put it in that way to the gopis. So gopis, before gopis could say the same thing to Krishna, Krishna put it in this way to the gopis, that have you all forgotten me, he said. So gopis didn't know what to say further. They couldn't say one word, because this is what the question they had in their mind to ask Krishna. But before they could ask Krishna, Krishna asked that same question to the gopis. So they couldn't say one word. In this way, they were joking each other. And earlier, if you remember, in the 47th chapter in the 10th canto, Krishna sent Uddhava to instruct the gopis and to give transcendental knowledge to the gopis, which was absent in them. So in this time, Krishna decided to instruct the transcendental knowledge directly to the gopis. There is a difference in these two. Hearing from Uddhava and hearing from Krishna is different, obviously. So, they were finding it difficult sometimes to remember about Krishna. And in the sense that meditation on Krishna was not a difficult thing for them. And remembering Krishna was also not a problem for them in that sense, because of the association they had with Krishna. This is an important point. They had no problem in remembering about Krishna. They had no problem in thinking about Krishna's form and Krishna's activities, everything. But they had one problem, that they were not fully convinced Krishna is the Supreme Truth. That is the difficult part. To know that Krishna is the Absolute Truth, that hasn't happened yet to the gopis. So that is why it required this. The direct instructions from Krishna on the transcendental knowledge to them, this is what is called Upadesham. Upadesham means that if it comes from the right source to the right qualified person, it will work, it will have its effect. That's what you find throughout Bhagavatam. From Bharata Maharshi, Jadabharata, or Bharata Yogeshwara to Raghugana, directly it goes from a realized soul to another realized soul. And similarly, from ശുഖബ്രഹ്മർഷി ടു പരീക്ഷിത്, മൈത്രേയ മഹർഷി ടു വിദുര. ദിസ് മെസ്സേജ് ഗോസ് ഓൺലി ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് വേ, ഇറ്റ് കനോട്ട് വർക്ക് ഇൻ എനി അതർ വേ. സോ ദിസ് കൺവിക്ഷൻ ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് ദി പൂർണ്ണ ബ്രഹ്മം ഹിംസെൽഫ്, ബ്രഹ്മം ഹിംസെൽഫ് ഹാസ് കം ഇൻ ദിസ് ഫോം, ദാറ്റ് വാസ് എ ലിറ്റിൽ ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ട് ഫോർ ദ ഗോപീസ് ബിക്കോസ് യു ക്യാൻ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഇൻ ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓഫ് മൈൻഡ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. Naturally, they were affected by Krishna. They were attracted by Krishna. Remembering Krishna was not a problem for them. And remembering and even thinking about Krishna was not a problem for them. They could think about Krishna all the time because of the relationship they had with Krishna. But this, to think that Krishna is the Supreme Personality or Supreme Brahman, Purna Brahman, that has been a bit difficult for them. So to clear that obstacle, Krishna had to instruct them on the knowledge of the soul, on the knowledge of the soul. Because only when you realize who Krishna is, situated within the heart as Antaryami, that is a different realization than knowing, meditating on Krishna, or knowing the form of Krishna. Many people, they get to understand Krishna, maybe they may develop some attachment to Krishna, that is all possible. But to realize this, that Krishna who is standing in front of us is the Supreme Brahman, who is the Antaryami inside. In other words, identification of the self with Krishna is a difficult thing. And that was their problem. So, in another occasion, so Krishna continued that. That is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in unusual circumstances, after a very, very long time, Krishna instructing transcendental knowledge to the gopis. The knowledge of the soul. That means only through a spiritual master's instruction, this realization will materialize. What is that realization? That the Supreme Personality, Krishna, who is moving around in this world, he is no different than your own self within. The Atma inside, that is what he is in the form, in the personality outside. Another place, in another occasion, in another incident, all the women from Kaurava families, they have come. That means Draupadi. And also Krishna's many wives, they were there. Draupadi was there. And all the other women, the queens, 16,108 queens, and Subhadra, and many others from the royal family in Hastinapur, they have all come there. So normally when a group of women assemble like that, there will be something important to discuss. So Draupadi was very particular, that it is quite natural that when so many women get together, the discussion can go into material activities, material life. So Draupadi sensed this, that discussion should not happen in that way. And she realized that the best thing to do is that when they are all together, that she says to them that she went up to all of them together and says to them, it's very, very rare that we get an opportunity to meet up like this together. All the royal family from Dwaraka and the royal family from Hastinapur and all the family members together, all the women together. So I have a important request which I have been thinking about for a very, very long time. This was Draupadi's method. Draupadi says to them, then, and I have that strong desire in me and you should fulfill my desire, she says to them. So Rukmini asked Draupadi, what's your request? What is that you had such an important thing in your mind? So Draupadi says to Rukmini, how did Krishna marry you all? This was the question. By Draupadi's intention was that I've heard a few things here and there, and but when you yourself tell me how this has happened, then it will be very clear to me how this all has happened, how Krishna has married you all, pointing out all the eight major queens and other 16,100 wives. How did all this marriage happen? So, intention behind that from Draupadi was that if you ask this, everybody likes to talk about their marriage, isn't it? So it will be, they also will like it to talk about their own marriage. And secondly, it will also become Krishna's story. It's also about Krishna. So these two things keeping in mind. Satisfaction of the queen, of the all those queens who have assembled there, and for the satisfaction of, and also for Draupadi's satisfaction that they don't talk about anything else except Krishna. Except Krishna. So, both the things were fulfilled by this request. That was the idea behind it. By asking this way. That they will talk about Krishna naturally, it will become Krishna Katha, and also, they will also like it to talk about it. Isn't it? So, everybody likes to talk about their own marriage to others. Isn't it? So this way, it was pleasing for them, and it was pleasing for everybody, and pleasing to Krishna also. So, naturally, it has to start with Rukmini. Rukmini is the first wife, isn't it? So, what Sri Shuka Brahmarshi has written in the Srimad Bhagavatam is a very summary of that, what happened there. It's a very summary of that. So, if you want to write everything, what all the wives have spoken, you will require another Bhagavatam for that. What has happened there, isn't it? So, and a very, very summary form, Shuka Brahmarshi has mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So, Rukmini said in a very condensed form, you could say that I was going to be married to Shishubala, but my elder brother, Rukmi, has made that decision. So what I did was, I sent a Brahmana to Dwaraka with a letter, Rukmini said. And as soon as Krishna got the letter, Krishna came to Vidarbha, the kingdom where Rukmini was there, where Rukmini belongs to. He came to Vidarbha and he defeated all the kings who were present there. And just like Garuda took the pot of nectar from the heavenly planets once. That story is there in the Mahabharatam. Similarly, Krishna took me from there and brought me to Dwaraka. And I never think that I am Krishna's wife, Rukmini said. All I want is to serve Krishna as a servant maid. That is my position. Rukmini made it very clear. This was the relationship Rukmini had with Krishna. And I will never say, Rukmini said, that I am Krishna's wife. I never thought like that. I am always thinking that I need to have this service for Krishna all through my life and forever. And that I should be kept in that state for all the time. This is to indicate to us that Rukmini's humility inside, how humble she was inside their heart. So, normally, Rukmini's marriage in the Bhagavatam previously, when marriage was discussed, it's quite a big subject in the Bhagavatam, Rukmini's marriage to Krishna. But Rukmini finished everything like this in a few sentences, and marriage was over. At that time, Rukmini finished and kept quiet. Then Satyabhama spoke about it. Satyabhama spoke about herself. Satyabhama, on the very outset, told Draupadi, don't take me like Rukmini. She put it to him like that. My father made some mistakes. And he made mistakes that Krishna has stolen the Samantaka jewel. And he propagated this all over Dwaraka. But it benefited me at the end, Satyabhama said. That's why I got married to Krishna, said Satyabhama. Satrajit had no other choice except to offer Samantaka jewel and me together to Krishna. That eventually happened. But unlike Rukmini, Satyabhama didn't say, I am Krishna's servant maid or anything. I am Krishna's wife. That is Rukmini's position. Everybody knows that Satyabhama is a little proud in her head. But she says, I am Krishna's wife. She didn't say like the way Rukmini has spoken. Not only that, she also feels she is a bit wealthy because of this Samantaka jewel in the hand. wherever you find, if you have wealth behind, then there will be a little heavy weight in the head also. It is naturally to follow, isn't it? So Satyabhama says that I am not servant maid or anything. In other words, she is saying that I didn't just walk in without anything in my hand. I had enough wealth with me. So that is there in her. But even though Satyabhama will show all this pride and ahankaram inside, and many times she will get into trouble also because of this with Krishna, but Krishna never took it very seriously. That why? The reason being, Krishna always looked after Satyabhama, because Satyabhama, Krishna had a little soft corner for her. One reason is that Rukmini and others, they had a place to go back to if any problem happens. Suppose Rukmini has a problem with Krishna, she can always say, I'm going back to my father and go and spend a few days or months there. Which never happened, but still they all knew that they had a place to go. Satyabhama had nobody. Satyabhama had nobody to go. So, so where will Satyabhama go? Her father dead. Satrajit is dead and gone. Her father's brother with whom they had relationship, Prasen, and he was killed. So practically she had no family to go back to. Knowing this very well, Krishna wouldn't say anything about it, even though she sometimes spoke in a way which was little bit of pride involved in that, unlike Rukmini. So these differences you will notice in these conversations between Krishna, between the gopis and Draupadi. So, practically her whole family is finished. There was nobody there. Father is dead, and father's brother Prasenna also dead, and the whole family has become without any one to care for them. So Satyabhama had no place to go. So Krishna always felt that Satyabhama should never feel a necessity to go back anywhere, to go away anywhere. Therefore, that is the reason why Krishna always shown some consideration to Satyabhama in that relationship. So Krishna is very expert in this, knowing very well everyone's heart and accordingly to interact with them. This special nature in Krishna you can see there. And that is why in the Bhagavad Gita Krishna also says that Yeyathamam pravadyande tamstadeva bhajamyaham mama varpani vartande manushya partha sarvasha. Then knowing, this is an important thing, that what we speak and what we do, actually behind that is Krishna. Situated inside everyone's heart as Antaryami, who controls our life throughout from beginning to end, and who controls everybody's life in this world as Antaryami, is the same one person, Krishna or Atma. He is doing that. And this whole thing, Yayadhamam Prabhadindi, you can see that in Satyabhama's relationship with Krishna. Then that's how Satyabhama spoke about her marriage to Krishna. Everybody spoke like this. Then Jambavati spoke also. Jambavati says to Draupadi that my father had made a decision that he is not going to marry me to anybody. And he did not want this, that I get married to someone and then after few months or few days it becomes a problem that it didn't work out properly. So my father had discussed this with many people, and when they checked with the horoscope, they noticed that in my horoscope it is written that no other horoscope was matching with my horoscope. No horoscope was matching. My father eventually, because he felt that this marriage may not work. Every discussion my father had with the astrologers had come up like that. Finally, he decided like this, that instead of looking at the horoscope, I will look at the person who is going to marry my daughter. and give him a four good beating and see if he can handle it or not, he said. And most of the people, if you get one from my father, that's enough. He will be dead and gone from this world. So, so practically what she is saying is that Jambavan wanted somebody who has no death. One who has no death. 28 days he had beaten up Krishna. 28 days Jambavan had beaten Krishna. And finally on the 28th day, Krishna gave one to Jambavan. And my father, first time in his life, he fell down on the floor. He said, at that time he realized, he opened his eyes and looked at him. And he realized that this is the person who has no death. When he saw Krishna there, Krishna was standing there in the form of Ramachandra there. Ramachandra's darshan was given to Jambavan. And that is how Jambavan realized this person whom I was fighting with 28 days is nobody else but my own master, Ramachandra. So, I was offered to Krishna and I am always Krishna's servant maid. Exactly like Rukmini has spoken, Jambavati followed the same. That all other women, wives also, Satya, Lakshmana, all of them, they all spoke in a way, they all followed Rukmini. They all followed Rukmini. Satya spoke in a little, about in a big scale, in the sense that her marriage was particularly a fascinating one. Because for Satya's marriage, her father took a decision that they had these seven powerful bulls who had to be tied down and they were ready to attack you, all seven of them together. So, but you have to tie them down without getting hurt, all seven bulls. And by the time Satya mentioned this particularly while talking to Draupadi, this particular thing. Why? By the time Satya was to be married to Krishna, Krishna's six marriages were over. Krishna was married six times before that. It is the seventh one with Satya. Now Satya had a little fear in her own mind that seventh wife I am. So will that be a very proper life, family life for me with Krishna? So this fear was inside, she kept it to herself. She kept it to herself. But when Krishna showed to everybody that he could expand into seven forms and tie down all the seven bulls at the same time and showed that to everybody in the palace, she felt relieved that she won't be alone, that she won't be a seventh wife. Because that fear naturally was there in her, that if I got married to Krishna and she takes me to the palace and I am the seventh wife, that means probably once a week I may get to see him. And that was in her mind, which was working in a subtle level. So, while this was all happening at the palace, Satya was sitting on the top of the balcony and seeing this, Krishna tying down all the seven bulls with seven forms, different forms. And she has seen all that and she observed that when they released the seven bulls to attack Krishna, anybody will get frightened. They were so strong and powerful, and the way the bulls came out, and Krishna was not at all doubtful or frightened about anything. When the seven bulls came together, Krishna immediately expanded into seven different forms. Seven forms. And all the seven of them pulled them together and tied them into the posts. And that relief, that gave a lot of relief to Satya. So she realized that even if seven times married, it doesn't matter. At least I will have one Krishna with me always. So she felt satisfied. And then the last one, Lakshmana's marriage. Lakshmana says to her that was not very much different. She said to Draupadi, my marriage was very much similar to yours. Is it not? It was very much similar to yours. So she spoke about her marriage, and then after that, 16,100 wives, and how Naragasura was killed, and they were brought to Dwaraka, and they all collectively said to Draupadi, "We have only one desire in our heart, that the devotion that the gopis had in Vrindavanam for Krishna, the same bhakti towards Krishna should be, we should have it in our heart. So, and want to serve Krishna in the same way like the gopis have served Krishna. In this way, even if in this, not in this life, if it doesn't happen, at least in the many, many lifetimes after, we should have the good fortune of taking Krishna's dust from Krishna's lotus feet and able to put it on our head. And we are all Krishna's servant maids. Like the way Rukmini has said, and all the other seven wives have spoken, in the same way, all the gopis have also, all the 16,100 wives also spoke in the same way. So you could see that the humility in all the wives, Krishna's wives, in their relationship with Krishna, how humble they were. So that is one scene happening there. Now, in another place, now one place you have seen how Krishna was talking to the gopis, and in another place, Draupadi meeting up with Krishna's wives, and they are having another meeting there. And in a third place, Krishna went there, Vasudeva was performing a very massive sacrifice there. That's what is spoken later. And then there are many other things also spoken in that solar eclipse. Night time, Krishna had rasa dance with the gopis. It's not spoken in the Bhagavatam. Brahmanda Puranam and Brahma Vaivartam says about that. Rasa dance that happened in Samanta Panchakam. It seems that Rukmini asked Krishna one day that in your time in Vrindavanam you had rasa dance with the gopis. And we have not seen that, this rasa dance. Now they are also here, you are also here. And gopis are there, and Rukmini and all other wives are also there. Why not have a rasa dance once for Rukmini's pleasure? Rukmini wanted to see that. Krishna says to Rukmini, "Rukmini, that is not going to work. Plan is not going to work here. That was a different time. I was young in Vrindavan at that time. Now I am different," she said. "So it will not look very good at this time in life," he said. So Rukmini says to him that it will not happen, it will come out okay. Rukmini kept pushing for that. So Krishna says to Rukmini, "You can go and speak to Radha Devi and others, and if they are agreeable, then it's fine with me. It's fine with me." Not only that's the problem, that Krishna had also wanted to convey this to the to Rukmini and others, how much Radha Devi and the gopis in Vrindavanam had the bhakti for Krishna, had the bhakti towards Krishna. And Krishna wanted them to understand the gopis' bhakti. Like he sent Uddhava to gopis to realize gopis' bhakti. So Krishna thought that this may be the opportunity, right time for them to understand. They have heard everybody talking about Radha Devi before. Everywhere Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda, Radha Madhava, everywhere Radha Radha. In all the Puranams it says like that you shouldn't even chant Krishna's name without Radharani's name. To that extent it is important. That in other Puranams it talks like that. And they say that if you chant Krishna's name without Radharani's name, it is even said to be sinful to say like that. But why Radha Devi has such an importance? Not only that, here Krishna is there, and there are many other rishis and sages that come there in this occasion of the solar eclipse. So Krishna wanted that all of them should know Radha Devi's position. Radha Devi's position. And so for that solar eclipse, when Krishna was there, and since the gopis had come there, the gopis have brought with them plenty of good quality milk and milk products. There is no shortage of milk in Vrindavanam, isn't it? No shortage of milk in Vrindavanam. All the cows in Vrindavanam, they gave so much milk, and they knew how to store this milk. And gopis are used to drinking first class milk. They are used to that. So Krishna told Rukmini that you'll have to look after them very well, and they are particular about the milk that's being given to them. And Rukmini has agreed with that. But it so happened one day that before Radha Devi goes to bed, Rukmini offered milk to Radha Devi. So something happened one day and the milk was very, very hot, and offered that to Radha Devi. Radha Devi took that milk and drank. We can only say like that because Radha Devi's consciousness, if you remember in Brahmaragidam, when we read that 47th chapter, he is so absorbed in Krishna, whatever happens in this world will not affect her. To that extent, she has gone beyond this world, beyond the body, beyond the mind, everything. She is so fixed up in Krishna, remembrance of Krishna, complete samadhi state she is. As soon as Krishna's name is spoken, she falls into samadhi. This kind of situation. So, that is why it is spoken that when she drank, this hot milk was offered to Radha Devi. Radha Devi drank that hot milk without looking at, without thinking about the condition of the milk. And it is difficult to explain that Radha Devi's state of consciousness. All the time she is practically unconscious and fully absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. In certain devotees, great devotees' life, if you look, you will see this absorption in Krishna to such a deeper level. And that you can understand some devotees' situation. But it is very difficult to understand Radha Devi's state of consciousness. All the time absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and samadhi state all the time. However, she took the milk, this hot milk was brought in, and she drank that. Around 10, 11 o'clock in the night, Krishna state complains to Rukmini Devi that I'm feeling terrible pain in my legs and the feet, and asked her to massage Krishna's feet. Rukmini massaged Krishna's feet, and while massaging the feet, Rukmini noticed that there Krishna's feet, on Krishna's legs, there were some boils have appeared there. So Rukmini thought, how did this happen? Did you put your feet in something fire, or how did this different, the injuries in the feet has happened? Everywhere the boils have appeared. How did this happen? Looks as though you have jumped into fire, something like that. There is no possibility of such a thing happening, said Rukmini. But Krishna says, I have a doubt, Krishna said, that did you give milk to Radha Devi today? Rukmini says, yes, I did give the milk to Radha Devi. Then, was the milk very hot? Radha Devi said, maybe, because I was a little bit late in preparing the milk for her. And the milk was quite hot and it was getting late. So I took the milk as it is to Radha Devi and gave it to her. And Rukmini says to Krishna, if Radha Devi drinks hot milk, how can that show up on your legs? How could that happen? Krishna says to Rukmini, Rukmini, my legs are in Radha Devi's heart. It is there. And that was sufficient for Rukmini. That means to such an extent, Radha Devi has taken Krishna inside and you could never separate Krishna from Radharani. And it was even a lesson for Rukmini from that point of view. And these kind of few incidents which has happened in that solar eclipse is important, although not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, in the other Puranams. Few things Shiva Brahmarshi has mentioned here. Vasudev performed this famous sacrifice there. A famous sacrifice. And that sacrifice led into many other things, which you will see later. So, now we will read through those two chapters, which was the referring to the sacrifice, what Vasudev has performed in that solar eclipse, in the solar eclipse. So let us read through that. That is chapter 84 and 85.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya chaturashidi tamodhyayaha shri shukavacham Shrutva pradha subala putra dayatnya seni madhavya dakshiti pavatna udasva gopyaham krishne akhilalpani harao pranayanu bandham sarva visismu alam ashrukala kulakshyam idi sambhashamana su stribistri shudnrabir nrisho ayayur munayas tatra krishna rama dadrakshaya. And you will see all the rishi sages who had come for that marriage in the next few verses. Dvaibayano naradascha chevano devalo asitaha vishwamitra shadanando bharadvajoda gaudamaha rama sashishyo bhagavan vasishto galavo bhrigu pulastya kashivo atrischa markandeyo brihaspati didastadascha igadascha brahmaputrastada angira Agastyo yajna velkyascha vama deva deyo apari tan drishtva sahasothaya pragasina nruba adaya pandava krishna ramauja pranemur vishwavandidan tana narchuryatha sarve saharamochudo orchayel swagal asanabada padya arkhyamalya dhubanulepani uvaja sukhamasinan bhagavan dharmaguptanu sadasastasya mahato Yadavajo Nishrunvataha Shri Bhagavanu Vacham. Aho Vayam Janmabrudolabdham Karsnena Dalphalam Devanama Vidushpravam Yad Yogeshwara Darshanam Kim Sulpadabasam Nranam Archayam Deva Jakshusham Darshanas Prashana Prashna Prahubada Archanadiyam Nahyamayani Tirthani Nadeva Machilamaya Temunarandirugalena Darshana Deva Sadhavam Nagnirna suryo na cha chandradaraka na burjalam kham shasano thavangmana upasida bhedakrido harandhyakam vipaschido ghanandi muhurta sevayam yasya alpa buddhi guna vedida dhuge sodhi kalatradishu bhomai jyadi yat urtha buddhi salilena karhijal janesho abhinyesho sa eva khokharaha Shri Shukavaja Nisham Yetham Bhagavata Krishna Syakuntha Medhasa Vajodhuranvay Mipra Tushnim Asan Brahmadhyaham Chiram Vimarshamaniya Ishwarasya Shidavyadam Janasangraha Mityuju Smayam Dastam Jagadguram Munaya Uchuhu Tanmaya Tuvidutamavayam Vimohida Vishwasrajam Adishwaraha Yadi Shidavya Yadi Godamihaya Aho Vijitram Bhagavad Vijeshtiram Anihamedat Bahudegamalpana Sajatyavatyatina Vadyade Yatha Bhavamirhi Bhumir Bahunamarubini Aho Vibhum Nascharidam Vidambanam Atha Bigale Sujana Biguptaye Bivarsha Satum Kalanigraha Yacha Swalilaya Vedabatham Sanatanam Varnasham Alpa Purushaparo Bhavan Brahma Dehradayam Shuklandabaswadhyaya Samyamai Tat Yatrobalabdam Sadvektam Avyaktam Jadadalparam തസ്മാത് ബ്രഹ്മകുലം ബ്രഹ്മൻ ശാസ്ത്രയോനേസ്തുമാത്മന സഭാ ജയസി സദ്ധാമ തദ്ബ്രഹ്മണ്യഗ്രണീർഭവാൻ അദ്യ നോ ജന്മസാബല്യം വിദ്യായ തപസോ ദൃശ ത്വയാ സംഗമ്യ സദ്ഗത്യ യദന്തം ശ്രേയസാം പരാഹ നമസ്തസ്മൈ ഭഗവതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കുണ്ഡമേധസേ സ്വയോഗമായ ഛന്ന മഹിംനേ പരമാത്മനേ നയം വിദന്ദ്യമീ ഭൂപ ഏകാരാമാശ്യ വൃഷ്ണയാം മായാജവനിക ഛന്നം ആത്മാനം കാലമീശ്വരം. യഥാ ശയാനപുരുഷമാത്മാനം ഗുണമത്വതൃക് നാമമേത്ര മാത്രേന്ദ്രിയാഭാദം നവേദരഹിതം പരം ഏവം ത്വാ നാമമാത്രേഷു വിഷയേഷീന്ദ്രിയേഹയാ മായയാ വിഭ്രമചിത്തോ നവേദ സ്മൃതി ഉപപ്ലവാദ് തസ്യാദ്യതേ ദദൃശി മാമംഗ്രി മഖൗഗമർഷം തീർത്ഥാസ്പദം ഹൃദിമുത്കൃതം ഹൃദികൃതം സ്വവിപക്വയോഗൈ ഉത്സിക്തഭക്തിപഹദാശേ ജീവകോശാം ആപൂർഭവദ്ഗതി മഥോനുഗൃഹാന ഭക്താൻ ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇത്യനുജ്ഞാപ്യദാശാർഹം ധൃതരാഷ്ട്രം യുധിഷ്ഠിരം രാജർഷേ സ്വാശ്രമാൻ ഗന്ധം മുനയോധതിരേ മനാഹ തദ്വീക്ഷിതാനുപവ്രജ വസുദേവോ മഹായശ പ്രണമ്യചോപസംഗൃഹ്യ ബഭാഷേദം സുയന്ത്രിത വസുദേവാച നമോ സർവദേവേഭ്യ ഹൃഷയ ശ്രോതുമർഹത കർമ്മണാ കർമ്മനിർഹാരോ യഥാസ്യാന്തസ്ത ഉച്യതാം നാരദ വാചാനാദിചിത്രമിതം വിപ്രാ വസുദേവോ ഭുവുൽസയ കൃഷ്ണം മത്വാർഭകം എന്ന പൃച്ഛതി ശ്രയമാത്മന സന്നികർഷോ ഹിമർത്യാനാം അനാദരണകാരണം ഗാംഗം ഹിത്വാ യഥാന്യം വസ്തത്രത്യോ യാതിശുദ്ധയേ യസ്യാനുഭൂതികാലേന ലയോൽപത്യാദിനസ്യ വൈ സ്വതോന്യസ്മാച്ച ഗുണതോ നകുതശ്ചനരിഷ്യതി തം ക്ലേശകർമ്മപരിഭാഗ ഗുണപ്രവാഹൈ അവ്യാഹതാനുഭവമീശ്വരമദ്ധിതീയം പ്രാണാതിബീസോ വിഭവൈ ഉപകൂടമന്യോ മന്യേത സൂര്യമിവ മേഘഹിമോ പരാഗൈ അധോ ചുർമനയോ രാജന്നാഭാഷ്യാനകദുന്ദുമിം സർവേഷാം ശൃണുതാം രാജ്ഞം തഥൈവ അച്യുതരാമയോ കർമ്മണാ കർമ്മനിർവാഹരം മേഷ സാധുനിരൂപിത യശ്രദ്ധയാ യജേദ്വിഷ്ണും സർവയജ്ഞേശ്വരം മഖൈ ചിത്തസ്യോപശമോയം വൈ കവിഭീ ശാസ്ത്രചക്ഷുഷ ദർശിത സുഖമോ യോഗോ ധർമ്മശ്ചാത്മമുദാവഹ അയം സ്വസ്തേനം പന്ഥ ദ്വിജാതിർഗ്രഹമേദിനാം യശ്രദ്ധയാപ്തവിത്തേന ശുക്ലേനേ ജേത പുരുഷ വിത്തേഷണം യജ്ഞദാനേ ഗൃഹദാരസുദേഷണം ആത്മലോകേഷണം ദേവകാലേന വിസൃജേദ്ഭുതാഃ ഗ്രാമേ ത്യക്തേഷണാ സർവേ യയോർധീരാസ്തപോവനം കൃണൈസ്ത്രിവീർദ്വിജോ ജാതോ ദേവർഷി പിതൃണാം പ്രഭോ യജ്ഞാധ്യേന ഉത്രൈസ്താന്യനീസ്തീജത്യജൻപദേ ത്വം ത്വദ്യമുക്തോദ്വാഭ്യാം വൈ കൃഷിപിത്രോർമഹാമദേ യജ്ഞേർദേവർണം ഉന്മുച്യ നൃഹണോ അശരണോ ഭവാം വസുദേവ ഭവാൻ നൂനം ഭക്ത്യാ പരമയാ ഹരിം ജഗദാമീശ്വരം പ്രാർച്ച സ യദ്വാം പുത്രദാം ഗദാ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഇതി തദ്വചനം ശ്രുത്വാ വസുദേവോ മഹാമന താ നൃഷീ നൃത്യജോ വവ്രേ മൂർധ്നാനമ്യ പ്രസാദ്യ ച ത ഏന ഋഷയോ രാജൻ മൃദാ ധർമ്മേണ ധാർമ്മികം തസ്മിന്നയാ ജയൻ ക്ഷേത്രേ മഹേ ഉത്തമകൽപ്പകൈ തദ്ദീക്ഷായാം പ്രവൃത്തായാം വൃഷ്ണയാ പുഷ്കരസ്രജ സ്നാതാ സുവാസസോ രാജൻ രാജാന സുഷ്ടുവലങ്കൃത തന്മഹിഷ്യശ്ച മുദിതാ നിഷ്കകണ്ഠി സുവാസസ ദീക്ഷാശാലാമുപാജഗ്മു ആലിപ്താ വസ്തുപാണയ നേതൃമൃദംഗപട ശംഖവേര്യാനഗാദയ നനൃദൂർനടനർത്തക്യ സ്തുഷ്ടുവൂ സുതമാഗത ജഗോ സുഖണ്ഡ്യോ ഗന്ധർവ്യ സംഗീതം സഹവർത്തൃക തമഭ്യഷിഞ്ചൻ വിധിവദ്വക്തമഭ്യക്തമൃത്യുജ പത്നിഭിരഷ്ടാദശഭി സോമരാജമിവോഢുഭി താംഭീർദൂലവൈ ഹാരനൂപുരകുണ്ടലൈ സ്വലംകൃതാഭിർവിഭവ ദീക്ഷിതോ അജിനസംവൃതാഃ തസ്യർത്യുജോ മഹാരാജാരത്നകൗശേയവാസസ സസദസ്യാവിരേജസ്തേ യഥാ വൃത്രഹരണോ ഹണോധ്വരേ തദാ രാമശ്ച കൃഷ്ണശ്ച സ്വൈസ്വൈർബന്ധുഭിരന്യുതൗ രേജദോ സുസൈർദാരേ ജീവൈ ജീവേശോ സ്വവിഭൂതിവി ഈജേനുയജ്ഞം വിദിനാഗ്നിഹോത്രാദിലക്ഷണൈ പ്രാകൃതൈർ വൈകൃതൈ യജ്ഞൈർ ദ്രവ്യജ്ഞാനക്രിയേശ്വരം അതർത്വിഗ്ഭ്യോ ദദാത് കലേ യഥാം നാദം സദക്ഷിണ സ്വലംകൃതേഭ്യോലംകൃത്യ ഗോഭൂ കന്യാ മഹാധന പത്നി സംയാജവൃത്യൈ ശരിത്വാദേ മഹർഷയ സസ്നൂ രാമഹൃദേ വിപ്രാ യജമാന പുരസ്സരാഃ സ്നാതോലങ്കാരവാസാംസി വന്ദീഭ്യോദാ തഥാ സ്ത്രിയ തദസ്വലംകൃതോ വർണ്ണ അശ്വഭ്യോന്നേന പൂജയത് ബന്ധുവിൻ സദാരാൻ സസുതാൻ പാരിബർഹേണ ഭൂയസ വിദർഭ കോസല കരൂൻ കുരൂൻ കാശി കേകയ സഞ്ജയാൻ സദസ്യ തിക്സുരഗണാൻ നൃപദപ്രതചാരണാൻ ശ്രീനികേതമനുജ്ഞാപ്യ ശംസന്തപ്രേയുക്രതും ധൃതരാഷ്ട്രോനുജ പാർത്ഥോ പാർത്ഥ ഭീഷ്മോദ്രോണ പ്രധായമോ നാരദോ ഭഗവാൻ വ്യാസ സുഹൃൽ സംബന്ധി ബാന്ധവാഹ ബന്ധുൻ പരിഷജയിതുൻ സൗഹൃദാത്ക്ലിന്ന ചേതസ യുർവിരഹകൃച്ഛ്രേണ സ്വദേശാംശ്ച പരേ ജനാഹ നന്ദസ്തു സഹഗോപാലേർ ബൃഹത്യാഭുജയാർച്ചിത കൃഷ്ണരാമോഗ്രസേനാദ്യർനിവാസീത് ബന്ധുവത്സല ദൈവാത്സീത് ബന്ധുവത്സല വസുദേവഞ്ജസോത്തീര്യ മനോരഥ മഹോർണവം സുഹൃദ്വദപ്രീതമന നന്ദമാഹ കരേ സ്പൃശൻ വസുദേവ ഉവാച ഭ്രാതരീശകൃതപാശോനൃണാം യ സ്നേഹസംഇത തം ദുസ്ഥിതിമഹം മന്യേ ശൂരാണാമഭിയോഗിനാം അസ്താസ്വപ്രതികൽപ്പേയം മൽകൃതാജ്ഞേഷു സത്വമൈ മൈത്രർപ്പിതാഫലാവാപി നിവർത്തേത കർഹിച്ചിൽ പ്രാഗകൽപ്പാച്ച കുശലം ഭ്രാതർവോ നാചരാമഹി അധുനാ ശ്രീമദാന്താക്ഷ ന പശ്യാമ പുരസ്സദാഹ രാജ്യശ്രീരഭൂത്പംസാ ശ്രേയസ്കാമസ്യ മാനദ സുജനാനുതബന്ധൂൻ വാ ന പശ്യതിയേയാന്തദ്രക് ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഏവം സൗഹൃദശൈഥില്യ ചിത്തമാനകുന്ദുഭി രുരോദാതൽകൃതാം മൈത്രീം സ്മരന്ന ശ്രുവിമലു വിലോചന നന്ദസ്തു സഖ്യ പ്രേമണ ഗോവിന്ദരാമയോ അദ്യശ്വമിതി മാസാം സ്ത്രീൻ യദുർബിർമാനിതോ വസത് തതക്കാമൈ പൂര്യമാണ സവ്രജ സഹബാന്ധവ പരാർദ്ധ്യവരണക്ഷോമ ആനാനർഘ്യപരിച്ഛതൈ വസുദേവഗ്രസേനാഭ്യാം കൃഷ്ണോദ്ധവ ബലാദിഭി ദത്തമാദായ പാരിബർഹം വ്യാപിതോ ദധുഭിര്യയോ നന്ദോ ഗോപാശ്ച ഗോപ്യശ്ച ഗോവിന്ദചരണാംബുജേ മനക്ഷിപ്തം പുനർഹർത്തു അനീഷാമധുരം യയു ബന്ധുഷോ പ്രതിയാദേഷു വൃഷ്ണയ കൃഷ്ണദേവത വീക്ഷ്യാപ്രാവൃഷമാസന്നാം യയുർദ്വാരവതീം പുന ജനേഭ്യ കഥയാഞ്ചക്രോ യദുദേവമഹോത്സവം യദാസീ തീർത്ഥയാത്രായാം സുഹൃൽ സന്ദർശനാധികം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ തീർത്ഥയാത്രാനുവർണനം നാമ ചതുരശീതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ വൺ മോർ ചാപ്റ്റർ പഞ്ചാശീതിതമോധ്യായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ശ്രീപാദരായണ ഉവാച അധൈകദാത്മജോ പ്രാപ്തോ കൃതപാദാഭിവന്ദനോ വസുദേവോഭിനന്ദ്യാഹ പ്രീത്യാ സംഘർഷണാച്യുതോ മുനീനാം സമജം ശ്രുത്വാ പുത്രയോർധാമ സൂചകം തദ്വീര്യേ ജാതവിശ്രംഭ പരിഭാഷ്യ അഭ്യഭാഷത കൃഷ്ണകൃഷ്ണ മഹായോഗിൻ സംഘർഷണ സനാതന ജാനേ വാമസിയൽ സാക്ഷാൽ പ്രധാന പുരുഷോ പരോ യത്രയേന യതോ യസ്യ യസ്മൈ യദ്യദ്ധതാ യദാ സ്യാദിദം ഭഗവാൻ സാക്ഷാൽ പ്രധാന പുരുഷേശ്വര ഏതന്നാനാവിധം വിശ്വ ആത്മസൃഷ്ടമധോക്ഷജേ ആത്മാനാനുപ്രവിശ്യാത്മൻ പ്രാണോ ജീവോഭിവർഷ്യജ പ്രാണാദീനാം വിശ്വസൃജാം ശക്തയോ യാ പരസ്യത പാരതന്ത്രദ്വൈ സാദൃശ്വാ ദ്വയോശ്ചേഷ്ടൈവ ചേഷ്ടതാം കാന്തിസ്തേജ പ്രഭാസത്ത ചന്ദ്ര അഗ്നർക്ക അക്ഷവിദ്യുതാം യത്സൈര്യം ഭൂഭൃതാം ഭൂമിർവൃത്തിർ ഗന്ധോർത്ഥതോ ഭവാൻ തർപ്പണം പ്രാണനമഭാം ദേവത്വം ദാശ്ചജ തദ്രസ ഓജ സഹോബലം ജ്യേഷ്ഠ ഗതിർവായോ സ്തവേശ്വര ദിശാം ത്വം അവകാശോസി ദിശഖം സ്ഫോടമാശ്രയാനാദോ വർണ്ണസ്ത്വമോങ്കാരം ആകൃതീനാം പദകൃതി ഇന്ദ്രിയം ത്വന്ദ്രിയാണാം ത്വം ദേവാശ്ച തദനുഗ്രഹ അവബോധോ ഭവാൻ ബുദ്ധേ ജീവസ്യ അനുസ്മൃതി സതി ഭൂതാനാമസി ഭൂതാദി ഇന്ദ്രിയാണാം ച തേജസ വൈകാരികോ വികൽപാനാം പ്രധാനമനുഷായിനാം നശ്വരേഷു ഭാവേഷു തദസി ത്വമനശ്വരം യഥാ ദ്രവ്യവികാരേഷു ദ്രവ്യമാത്രം നിരൂപിതം സ്വത്വം രജസ്തമൈതി ഗുണാസ്ഥൽവൃത്തേശ്ചയ ത്വയി യദ്ധാ ബ്രഹ്മണി വരെ കൽപ്പിതാ യോഗമായ തസ്മാന്ന സന്ധ്യമീ ഭാവായർഹി ത്വയി വികൽപ്പിത ത്വം ചാമീഷു വികാരേഷു അന്യഥാ അവ്യവഹാരിക ഗുണപ്രവാഹമേതസ്മിൻ അബുദാസ്തുകിലാത്മന ഗതിം സൂക്ഷ്മാബോധേന സംസരന്തിഹ കർമ്മഭീ യദൃച്ഛയാ നൃതാം പ്രാപ്യ സുകൽപ്പാമിഹ ദുർലഭാം സ്വാർത്ഥേ പ്രമത്യസ്യവയോ ഗതം ത്വന്മായേശ്വര അസാവഹം മമൈ വേദേ ദേഹേ ചാസ്യാന്വയാദിഷു സ്നേഹവാശേർ നിബധ്നാദി ഭവാൻ സർവമിദം ജഗൽ യുവാം നനസുതൗ സാക്ഷാൽ പ്രധാന പുരുഷേശ്വരോ ഭൂപാലക്ഷത്രക്ഷമണ അവതീർണോ തഥാർത്ഥ തതേകലോ സ്മരണമദ്യപദാരവിന്ദം ആപന്ന സംസതി ഭയാവഹ ആർത്ഥബന്ധോ ഏതാവതാലമലമിന്ദ്രിയലാലസേന മർത്യാത്മദ് ത്വയി പരേ യതപത്യബുദ്ധി സൂതി ഗൃഹേ നനുജഗാദ ഭവാനജോ നൗ സംയജ്ഞമിത്യനി യുഗം നിജധർമ്മഗുപ്തൈ നാനാതനുർഗഗന ഗഗനനവദ്യുതജജ്ജഹാസി കോ വേദഭൂമ്ന ഉരുഗായ വിഭൂതിമായാം. ശ്രീശുകവാച ആകർണിയത്ഥം പിതൃവാക്യം ഭഗവാൻ സാത്വദർശവ പ്രത്യാഹ പ്രശ്രയാ നമ്ര പ്രഹസൻ ശ്ലഷ്ണയാ ഗിരാം. ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച വചോ വസമവേദാർത്ഥം താതൈ തതുമന്മഹേ എന്ന പുത്രാൻ സമുദ്ദേശ്യ തത്വഗ്രാമമുദാഹൃത അഹം യൂയമസാവാര്യമിമേജദ്വാരകൗകസ സർവോപ്യവം യതി ശ്രേഷ്ഠ വിമൃശ്യാ സചരാചരം. ആത്മാ ഏക സ്വയം ജ്യോതി നിത്യോ അന്യോ നിർഗുണോ ഗുണൈ ആത്മസൃഷ്ടേ തൽക്കൃതേഷു ഭൂതേഷു ബഹുധേയതേ. ഖം വായുർജ്യോതിരാഭോഭൂ തത്കൃതേഷു യഥാശയം ആവിസ്ഥിരോ അല്പഭൂരിയേകു നാനാത്വം യാത്യസാവപി. ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഏവം ഭഗവതാ രാജൻ വസുദേവ ഉദാഹൃതം ശ്രുത്വാ വിനിഷ്ടനാദി തൂഷ്ണീം പ്രീതമനാമഭൂത് അത അത്ര ഗുരു ശ്രേഷ്ഠ ദേവകീ സർവദേവത ശ്രുത്വാനീതം ഗുരോപുത്രം ആത്മജാഭ്യാം സുവിസ്മിത. കൃഷ്ണരാമോ സമാശ്രാവ്യ പുത്രാൻ കംസവിഹിംസിതാൻ സ്മരന്തീ കൃപണം പ്രഹ വൈക്ലവ്യാദശ്രുലോചന. ദേവകീ ഉവാച രാമ രാമ പ്രവേയാൽപൻ കൃഷ്ണയോഗേശ്വരേശ്വര വേദാഹം മാ വിശ്വസയാമീശ്വരാവാദി പുരുഷോ കാലവിധ്വസ്തസത്വാനാം രാജ്യാമുച്ചാസ്ത്രവർത്തിനാം ഭൂമേർഭാരായമാണാനാം അവതീർണോ കിലോദ്യമേ യസ്യാം ശാംശഭാഗേന വിശ്വോൽപത്തിലയോദയ ഭവന്തി കില വിശ്വാൽപം സ്വം ത്വാദ്യാഹം ഗതിം ഗദാഹ. ചിരാമൃതസുധാദേന ഗുരുണാ കാലചോദിതോ ആനിന്യതു പിതൃസ്ഥാനാൻ ഗുരവേ ഗുരുദക്ഷിണാം തഥാമേ കുരുതം കാമം യുവാം യോഗേശ്വരേശ്വരോ ഭോജരാജഹതാൻ പുത്രാൻ കാമയേ ദ്രഷ്ടുമാഹൃതാൻ. ഋഷിർവാചാ ഏവം സഞ്ചോദിതവും മാത്ര രാമ കൃഷ്ണശ്ച ഭാരത സുതലം സംവിശ ദുര്യോഗമായ യോഗമായാമുപാശ്രിതവും തസ്മിൻ പ്രവിഷ്ട ഉപലഭ്യ ദൈത്യരാൾ വിശ്വാത്മദൈവം സുതരാം തഥാത്മന തദ്ദർശനാഹ്ലാദ പരിപ്രദാശയ സദ്യ സമുത്ഥായ നാമ സാന്വയ തയോ സമാനീയവരാസനം മുത നിവിഷ്ടയോ സത്ര മഹാത്മനോസ്തയോ ദധാര പാദാവനിജ്യത ജലം സവൃന്ദമാ ബ്രഹ്മപുനദ്യതംബുഹ. സമർഹയാമാസ സദൌ വിഭൂതിഭി മഹാർഹവസ്ത്രാഭരണാനുലേപനൈ താംബൂലദീപാവൃതഭക്ഷണാദിഭി സുഗോത്രവിത്താത്മസമർപ്പണേന ച സ ഇന്ദ്രസേനോ ഭഗവത്പദാംബുജം ബിബ്രന്മുഹോ പ്രേമവിഭിന്നയാധിയ ഉവാചഹാനന്ദജലാകുലേക്ഷണ പ്രഹൃഷ്ടരോമാനൃപഗദ്ഗദാക്ഷരം. ബലിരുവാച നമോ നന്ദായ ബൃഹദേ നമ കൃഷ്ണായ വേധസേ സാഖ്യയോഗവിധാനായ ബ്രഹ്മണേ പരമാത്മനേ ദർശനം വാഹിഭൂതാനാം ദുഷ്പ്രാപം ചാപ്യ ദുർലഭം രജസ്തമസ്വഭാവാനം എന്ന പ്രാപ്തോ യദൃച്ഛയ. ദൈത്യദാനവഗന്ധർവാസിദ്ധ വിദ്യാദ്രചാരണ യക്ഷരക്ഷ വിഷാദശ്ച ഭൂതപ്രമഥനായക വിശുദ്ധസത്വധാമ്യർദ്ധത്വശാസ്ത്രശരീരിണി നിത്യം നിബദ്ധവൈരാസ്തേ വയം ചാന്യേ ച താദൃശാഃ കേചോൽബദ്ധവൈരേണ ഭക്ത്യാ കേചന കാമതാം തന്നതദാ സത്സംരബ്ധ സന്നികൃഷ്ടാ സുരാദയാം ഇതമിത്തമിതി പ്രായ സ്തവ യോഗേശ്വരേശ്വര നവിദന്തി യോഗേശ യോഗമായ കുതോ വയം തന്ന പ്രസീദനരപേക്ഷ വിമൃഗയുഷ്മൽ പാദാരവിന്ദദിഷണാന്യ ഗൃഹാന്തകൂപാൽ നിഷ്ക്രമ്യ വിശ്വശരണാംഗ്രുപലബ്ധവൃത്തി ശാന്തോ യദേക ഉത സർവസഖൈശ്ചരാമി. ശാദ്യാസ്മാനീശിതവേശ്യ നിഷ്പാപാൻ കുരുന പ്രഭോ പുമാന്യശ്രദ്ധയാദിഷ്ടം ശോധനായ വിമുച്യതേ. ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച ആസന് മരീചേഷൽപുത്ര ഊർണായം പ്രഥമ അന്തരേ ദേവാകം ജഹുസുർവീക്ഷ്യ സുതാം യഭിതുമുദ്യതം തേനാ സുരീമകൻ യോനി മധുനാവദ്യ കർമ്മണ ഹിരണ്യകശിപോർജാതാ നീതാസ്തേ യോഗമായയാ ദേവക്യാമുദരേ ജാതാരാജൻ കംസവിഹിംസിത സാ താൻ ശോചത്യാത്മജാൻ സ്വാംസ്ത ഇമേ അധ്യാസദേന്ദികേ ഇത ഏതാൻ പ്രണേഷ്യാമോ മാതൃശോകാവനുത്തയേ തത ശാപാദ്യു നിർമുക്ത ലോകം യാസ്യന്തി വിജ്വര സ്മരോദ്ഗീതപരിഷ്വംഗ പതംഗാക്ഷുദ്രബർഘണി ഷടിമീം അൽപ്രസാദേന പുനര്യാസ്യന്തി സദ്ഗതിം ഇത്യുക്ത്വാ സമാദായ ഇന്ദ്രസേനേന പൂജിതോ പുനർദ്വാരവതീമേത്യ മാതോ പുത്രാനയച്ഛതാം താൻ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ബാലകാൻ ദേവി പുത്രസ്നേഹസ്നുതസ്തനി പരിഷ്വജ്യംഗമാരോപ്യ മോദ്യന്യ ജിഗ്രഭീഷ്ണശാം അപായസ്തനം പ്രീത സുതസ്പൃശപരിപ്ലുത മോഹിതാമായയാ വിഷ്ണോർ യയാ സൃഷ്ടി പ്രവർത്തതേ. പീത്വാമൃതംശേഷം ഗതാഭൃത നാരായണാംഗ സംസ്പർശ പ്രതിലബ്ധാത്മദർശനാ തേ നമസ്കൃത്യ ഗോവിന്ദം ദേവകീം പിതരം ബലം മിഷദാം സർവഭൂതാനാം യയുർധാമ ദിവൗകസാം തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ദേവകീ ദേവി മൃദാഗമന നിർഗമം മേനേ സുവിസ്മിതാമായാം കൃഷ്ണസ്യ രചിതാം നൃപ ഏവം വിധാന്യദ്ഭൂതാനി കൃഷ്ണസ്യ പരമാത്മന വീര്യാണി അനന്തവീര്യസ്യ സന്ധി അനന്താനി ഭാരതാം സൂത ഉവാച യ ഇദം അനുശൃണോതി ശ്രാവയേദ്വാ മുരാരേ ശരിതമൃതകീർത്തേർവർണിതം വ്യാസപുത്രൈഃ ജഗദഭിതലം തൽ ഭക്തസൽ കർണപൂരം ഭഗവതി കൃതചിത്തോ യാതിതൽ ക്ഷേമധാമ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംശം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ മൃദാഗ്രജാനയനം നാമ പഞ്ചാശീതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. In Samanda Panchakam, the very, very holy place, Krishna has revealed certain things. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, these two chapters of what happened there in that Samanda Panchakam, that what Krishna has exhibited there, what has spoken before also in the Bhagavatam, it's coming from Krishna now directly to those who are present there. And that is the same topic all the way through Bhagavatam. You will notice association, sajjana satsangam, sajjana samsargam satsangam, the importance of that. That is what is spoken. We have seen in the Bhagavatam before, Brahma Narada Samvadam, Lord Brahma and Lord Narada Maharshi discussing together. Then we have seen Narada Maharshi and Vedavyas discussing together, Narada Vyasa Samvadam. Then we have seen Vedavyasa Maharshi and Shuka Brahmarshi, their Samvadam, Vyasa Shuka Samvadam. Then Shuka and Parikshit, what we are reading now, Shuka Parikshit Samvadam, which is being spoken by in the association between Suta and Shaunaga, Suta Shaunaga Samvadam. So Samvadam is nothing but satsangam, isn't it? It's nothing but satsangam happening there. In all these different Samvadam, like Suta Shaunaga Samvadam, Shuka Parikshit Samvadam, Vyasa Shuka Samvadam, Narada Vyasa Samvadam, Brahma Narada Samvadam, you will find one thing in every one of them: the importance of associating with people of similar sajjana samsargam, in other words satsangam, all the time is spoken throughout Bhagavatam from beginning to end, the importance of satsangam. Why? It is only in satsangam we will realize our weaknesses, our in spiritual life. And that is the only opportunity we have in this life. Our sadhana and all is very, very, very limited with sadhana. So, in all these places, that is why Krishna is saying there that if you can look into the 11th canto, in the 12th chapter also, Krishna insists about satsangam so strongly there. Na rodhayati mam sankhyo, na yogam, na uddhava. Nothing will work, Krishna says, as powerful as the satsangam. So while talking to Uddhava, Krishna mentions this in the 11th canto, 12th chapter, the first few verses, where he says, all those who have taken advantage of satsangam in this world and escaped from this mess here. And the same thing Kapila Maharshi says to Devahuti also, that it is repeated that. Kapila Vasudevan says to Devahuti Devi the same thing about Sadam prasanga and mama virya samvido bhavandihat karna rasayana kathaha tajoshano dashu abhavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhakti anukramishyati. They are also spoken about satsangam. So Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita also
While directly talking to Arjuna, there also in Bhagavad Gita you will find, while speaking to Arjuna, this importance of samsargam or sajjana samsargam, association with devotees and listening Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam from them, is spoken there. But Srimad Bhagavatam is a bhakti grantham, isn't it? Talks about bhakti. And the bhakti, the very foundation of bhakti is based on association. Foundation of bhakti, because only in association bhakti can develop, it can culture properly. On your own it is very difficult to develop bhakti in the heart. But constantly hearing in the association of devotees, bhakti can develop in the heart depending on one's seriousness, shraddha. Shraddha, redi, bhakti, anukramashari, it follows one after the other. So that is why Dhruva's story in the Bhagavatam, similarly Prahlada's story in the Bhagavatam, Gopi's story in the Bhagavatam, Sudama's story in the Bhagavatam, all these things, the same principle was spoken in detail to us, to those who are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, while they were in Samanta Panchakam, in that holy place, when they all met up together, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi felt that he should explain that of that meeting as well. It was another meeting. It was also a satsangam. That's what you have to take notice of. Like in the Bhagavatam, you find so many satsangams going on. Similarly, when they got an opportunity to meet up for the solar eclipse, that also turned out to be another satsangam. You see the importance of satsangam? Many, many devotees, if you carefully look at them, you will see those who are serious about Bhagavatam. Whenever they get an opportunity together, they come together and they discuss Bhagavatam. This is quite common. We don't know about it because we are not having that situation here. It is quite common that among the those who are very, very serious about Srimad Bhagavatam, when they get an opportunity, they come together because they know that the importance of satsangam. It is in satsangam that you get this understanding of the importance of bhakti. And in Bhagavatam, those who are taken shelter of Bhagavatam, different realizations from Bhagavatam comes to them, and in the association they discuss it together. So this satsangam was given in a very, very simple way and also in a very lavish way in this Samanta Panchakam. Nowhere else in the Bhagavatam it has happened like the way it has happened in Samanta Panchakam. Why? It happened in a very big scale because everybody was there. In a very massive level, massive scale. Gopis were there, Krishna's wives were there, family members were there, all the rishis were there. That means you had all the best of the spiritual personalities and all the best of the devotees and their assembly together. What a glorious situation, imagine that. Krishna is there, all the great rishis are there, all the great devotees are there. You cannot get a better situation than that, is it not? So there is no other, in a simple way and in a very very aristocratic or in a very lavish way it was given, because royal family members had come, so they had to be cared for, they also had satsangam, and the rishis who were simple in their nature, lifestyle, they also had satsangam. Means Krishna's association, both sides are got together, all collectively. So that is why the importance of this satsangam. That is the importance of this particular satsangam. a place where simple and rishis were present. They had satsangam with Krishna. And all the family members had come together. They also had satsangam with Krishna. All the great devotees from Vrindavanam, they had come. They also had satsangam with Krishna. So it was a golden opportunity for everybody to come together. Remember in the Bhagavadam, you will see one verse about this satsangam, where it is coming from Niminavayogi Samvadam. If you look, you will find that verse, what they say about it. In Niminavayogi Samvadam, there is a particular verse about what happens in satsangam, and that you can see there.
Parasparanukatanam pavanam bhagavad yashas midhoradirmidas tushti nivrtirmidhamal manaha smarandas marayandascha mito akhogaharam harim bhaktya sanjadaya bhaktya vibratyutpulagam thanum.
That is that. This is spoken by, if you look into the Prabuddha. Prabuddha says, remember Niminavayogi Samvadam we discussed a few years ago, which I know you're all remembering now. Nimi and Navayogi, they met up, isn't it? That was one of the most important topics in the Bhagavadam, Niminavayogi Samvadam. And in that, questions were raised by Navayogi, Nimi, Bhagavad Dharmam, symptoms of a devotee, Brahmam, Maya, Avatara Leela, Karmam, and how to cross over Maya. Like this, there were 9 questions. 9 questions raised by King Nimi. And each question was answered by one of these Navayogis. Kavir Hari, Andariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayanan, Avirhotra, Dumala, Chamasa, Karabhajana. The 9 rishis. They are children of Rishabhadev. They spoke. Out of that, this particular question was raised by when this is the third chapter is an important chapter. Why? Because what is Maya? This question came. Nimi asked the question, what is Maya? Look at what Andariksha answered that question. What is Maya? Isn't it? Parasya Vishnu Rishasya Mayinam Abhi Mohinim Mayam Vedinimichamo Bhagavando Bhruvandhuna Nandrupi Jushan Yushmadjo Harikanamadam Samsara Ravan Stapto Matyasta Tapa Veshajam. That was the question from the king, Nimi. Andariksha answered, what is Maya? That you can read from verse 3 right up to 16. And in the last verse, Andariksha says to them, Esha Maya Bhagavata Sargastiti Andagarini Trivarna Varnidasma Bhi Kimbhuya Shrodumichasi. That is how he answered. That this Esha Maya Bhagavata, Krishna's Maya, Sargam Stiti Andakarini. It has these 3 things in there: creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Not once, happens one after the other, endlessly. Creation, maintenance, dissolution. Sargasthiti Andakarini, Trivarnam, and this happens under the guidance of the 3 modes of material nature. Sattugunam, Rajogunam, and Tamogunam. Varnam, Kim Bhuya Shrodhamichasi. This is how he spoke about Maya. Maya is a very difficult topic to discuss, isn't it? Everybody finds very, first of all, we can't understand Maya. What to talk about? To write a constitution for Maya. It's not possible, isn't it? Don't understand it, what it is, but it is there. So, that's why all that verses are all about Maya. Trivarna varninasmabhi kimbhuya shrodhumichasi. And then he said, what do you want to hear? Anymore else, anything else? So, at that time, King Nimi said, Idheidamaishwari mayam dustaramagadal mabhi tarandanjastuladhiyo maharshamidamuchyadam. That this difficult thing called Maya to cross over. Dustaram agradalmami tarandi anjas thuladhiyo maharshamidam uchedam. We are people who have got thuladhiyo. Thuladhiyo means very gross in our mind and brain. Very gross we are. How can we people, and she is too subtle.
Maya is too subtle. We don't even understand Maya. That is why everybody is perplexed in this world, isn't it? No, scientists are perplexed, politicians are perplexed, businessmen are perplexed. Everybody is perplexed in this world. She plays with all of us all the time. She thinks one thing, something else happens in this world. How does that happen? Nothing works according to any law particular. You can say so many things, but at the end you know that it doesn't work the way you thought about it. That you will only know by experience in this world. So, so that is what he says. Etheida Aishwarya, in this Maya's Aishwaryam is like this. Dustarama Agradalmavi is very difficult to understand, and it's very difficult to get a control over her and get over her. Tarandi Anja Stuladhiyo. And people like us, even for people with very good, subtle nature, who has got very deep in there, they find it hard. What to talk about people like us, isn't it? Ajari Swami says, Akatita Katana Patiyasi Maya. There is no question of, she will make you think something. What you think it's not possible, she will make that happen. And what you think it is possible for you to do, she will make sure it doesn't happen. In either way, she will create the situation. And that you can see in different situations how people have to deal with this. That's why Maya is very, very difficult to... There's a 5 verses about Maya, called Maya Panchakam. 5 verses Ajari Swami has written. And in that 5 verses, he's trying to... himself explaining how difficult Maya is to understand. There is that famous statement, Akhatita Ghatana Padiyasi Maya. Maya is very difficult to overcome. So, if for personalities like him, if they find it difficult, Stuladhiyaha, very gross in our way of thinking and our life in this world, how can they cross over Maya? This was the question. So when this question came up, Prabuddha answered that. Prabuddha answered that question, and that is where he talks about various things which he discussed before. That's where he says, Parasparanukathanam, about devotees, he's saying, those who know the importance of Maya, they will come together and they will talk to each other. Parasparanukathanam, about Krishna, about Atma, about the soul. By talking about the soul, you can remain over Maya. Come over Maya. Parasparanukathanam, pavanam bhagavad yashas. Midhoradhi, midhastushti, nivrtir midham Atmana. Absorbing in that, they feel completely transcendental to this influence of Maya. Tushti nivrti midham almana. And they feel totally joyful about it, and at the same time they will get free from this influence of Maya. How do they do that? Smarandas marayandascha mitho akhogaharam harim bhaktya sanjadaya bhaktya vibratyut pulagam tanum. That bhaktya sanjadaya bhaktya. In the association salsangam, bhakti develops. And from that bhakti develops into sadhana bhakti, and then develops into parabhakti later. Bhaktya sanjadaya bhaktya. That means from sadhana bhakti, it later on, it develops into parabhakti later. Vibratyut pulagam tanum. Kujidrudandyachuda chindaya kojil dasandi nindandi vadandyalaugiga nirtyandi gayandi anushilayandyajam bhavandi tushnim parameti nirvrata. Talks about the process of satsangam, proper satsangam. And finally, idi bhagavadam dharman shikshan bhaktya taduthaya. If this is bhagavad dharmam, if it is executed properly, narayana paro a maya anjastaradi dustaram. He becomes eventually surrendered to Krishna. Narayana Paro. Narayana Paro. Maya Anjastaradi Dustaram. He will be able to cross over Maya. This is how Prabuddha answered. Look at the word Prabuddha. Prabuddha means one who has woken up from Maya. So every word in the Bhagavatam, the personalities, name, everything, if you look, you will notice the way they have in this Nimayavayogi Samvadam, all 9 of them sages, when they spoke, their names also is indicating of their realization. Prabuddha means one who has woken up from Maya. Woken up from Maya. So therefore he was the right person to answer that question. So anyway, going back to that, it says here, so, This parasparanukathanam bhavanam Bhagavad Yashad, that incident happened in Sandana, in Samanta Panchakam. In Samanta Panchakam, this is what happened. And that happened directly, Krishna and the devotees. Krishna and the devotees. Krishna gave that to everybody at that time. So, when we discussed about Sudama's story, and also those who have heard Sudama's story, Gopi's story and everything, and after hearing all that, if one develops that quality, what Sudama spoken there, if you remember, that what was Sudama's request to Krishna, Sudama says to Krishna, that the only thing I expect in this life is this, what I have got, I don't lose it. What was that? If you remember, that what he did say to them, he says that in the Sri Ramacharitam, you will see, he's saying, yeah.
Thirty-sixth verse in tenth canto, chapter 82.
That was Krishna's words there. Tasyaivame sauhrda sakhya maitri dasyam munar janmani janmani syal mahanubhavena gunalena vishajadasal purusha prasangaham. Association, sauhrdam, sakhyam, maitri. Three things there. Sauhrdam, sakhyam, maitri. And dasyam. Four things. Sauhrdam, sakhyam, maitri, dasyam. So after hearing Gopi's bhakti and Sudama's bhakti, if somehow one develops some desire to develop that bhakti in the heart, that means sauhrdam for Krishna and sakhyam for Krishna, maitri for Krishna. So for all these things, sauhrdam, sakhyam, maitri, dasyam, if one wants to develop, this was an opportunity in the association of so many great souls. Because there was an opportunity there to develop all this for. Unless there is somebody else, you can't develop these relationships, isn't it? And you need to have those kind of personalities like the rishis and the great devotees. So they're saying there, this many people who wanted to take advantage of that, when you get an opportunity to serve great devotees and great rishis like that, all of them took advantage of that in that Samanta Panchakam, in the solar eclipse. And so the solar eclipse was basically created for that purpose, that it gave an opportunity to all who came and participated there. They got an opportunity to develop these sauhardam, sakhyam, maitri, dasyam, punarjanmani janmanisyal, mahanubhavena gunalayanam. And everybody had come there. Lot of people had come for that. Brahmanas came, Kshatriyas came, Vaishyas came, Shudras came, or you could say Brahmacharis came, Grahasthas came, Vanaprasthas came, Sannyasis came. Not only that, in every Varnam and Ashramam, they've all come, and all of them together had the opportunity to experience and associate with Krishna directly in that solar eclipse, in the solar eclipse. And so this Samanta Panchakam, in that solar eclipse, it was a golden opportunity for everybody to have satsangam with Krishna. Sri Shuka Brahmarshi mentions in the Bhagavadam, in the solar eclipse they all had to bathe in the Tirtham, isn't it? So, in Sri Shuka Brahmarshi's words, what he says here is that, what is this bathing in the Tirtham or bathing in the holy rivers or tanks? He says here that Sri Narada Maharshi has given some instructions to Vasudev in that association. They were not socializing there. We may think that they're all having together, having a good time, socializing. No. Their association was purely based on advancing in the spiritual life. That was in their heart. All of them. Gopis were great devotees. Krishna's wives, all of them devotees. Rishis, all of them great souls. Jnanis and yogis and great devotees. And then Krishna. This is the association. So in the association of such people, you shouldn't expect that social life will be there. But this is what has happened. That you will see there, that in the in that what was happening there is mentioned. Tam Narada Maharshi saying to Vasudev, what was happening? Tam klesha karma paripaka guna pravahe avyahadanubhavam ishwaramadhiriyam pranadibi sovibhavai ubhagudamanyo manyeda suryamiva mekha himoparageihi. Why that important verse is that when clouds cover the sun, or otherwise anything else, if comes and covers the sun, we say that sun has been covered by the cloud, or sun has been covered by the, by the blind. So the blind is covering the sun, isn't it? Actually, that statement is not very accurate. Nobody can cover the sun. Nobody can cover the sun. But why do we feel that sun has been covered? Actually, what it has covered is our eyes, not the sun. Sun you can't cover with a little blind like this. Or even the clouds, they cannot cover sun. In the Hastamalika Gita, if you remember, we discussed that verse, Kanachanna Drishte, that verse. So, a few clouds come together, they cannot cover the sun. Because sun is massive in size, and these clouds, they come together, they can't cover the sun. So, similarly, sun is so big, clouds cannot cover, or anything else, even other planets, they also cannot cover the sun. But what actually happening is that they are covering our eyes. They cover our eyes. They don't cover the sun, they cover our eyes. So, just like when it covers our eyes, we are saying that we can't see the sun. We can't see the sun. So, even the solar eclipse is not real. It's not real. In the sense that Krishna is present in every one of us inside as Antaryami. Is it not? Nobody can deny that. Krishna has repeatedly said this in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Bhagavatam, I am present in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhudayanam hriddeshe. Where? In the heart. Arjuna tishtari. In the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavatam also, in so many places, in the 10th chapter, aham atma gudakesha sarvabhudashe astida. If you have understood those verses properly, then the closest person to all of us is Krishna. Is it not? Who is always present inside us, dictating to us what to do, what not to do. And we are acting on that instructions. We don't have any choice in all these things. That is why in the Bhagavatam, when they talk about Antaryami, Antaryami Upasana, it is called. Antaryami Upasana. There, if you remember in the second canto, the first two or three chapters, there is talk about Sadhyomukti and Kramamukti.
which means when Parikshit asked this question to Shukabrahmarshi, Shukabrahmarshi started the conversation like this. Parikshit's question was, what should I hear? What should I chant? What should I remember? One. What I shouldn't chant, what I shouldn't remember, and what I shouldn't talk about. In this way, there is a verse in the end of first canto. So in answer to that, Shukabrahmarshi is replying it, first, what you should not do, he says there. That is, if you look at the second canto, you will see, that's how second canto begins. First he says, what you should not do. That is where the first 10-15 verses, more or less, covers that. What you should not do. Instead of saying what you should do, the question was what you should do and what you should not do. But the answer was what you should not do and then what you should do. It's the other way it is, the answer. If you look at Bhagavad Gita, you'll see that. So when he started answering, Shukabrahmarshi says to Parikshit what you should not do first. And there is a lot of very valuable instructions in the second canto in the beginning, first chapter. First chapter is all about that, what you should not do. In the second chapter, Shukabrahmarshi says to Parikshit what you should do. And it was at that time, first he started talking about liberation. Because by saying what you should not do, Shukabrahmarshi convinced, made Parikshit understand. When we say Parikshit made to understand means basically telling us. Parikshit doesn't require all these things. One who has seen Krishna while in the womb and who is protected all the time by Krishna. But keeping Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami, Bhagavatam is spoken for us. So there he says to Parikshit that the only purpose for which living in this world, this body has been given, is for self-realization, to know the truth at the end. So in order to know the truth, first of all we have to talk about the truth and the process of getting there. And that is where liberation was discussed. When liberation was discussed, he spoke about two different processes, which is known as Krama Mukti and Sadhya Mukti. You will see in the Bhagavatam spoken, first spoken about Sadhya Mukti and then spoken about Krama Mukti. Sadhya Mukti is the most wanted thing. That means it's not available freely. That's what it means. It's the most expensive thing, in other words. Sadhya Mukti is not possible for anybody, ordinary people. It is meant for exclusive, very few you will find can go through the process of Sadhya Mukti. Sadhya Mukti is a difficult one, and the Sadhya Mukti process is spoken there, and what Sadhya Mukti means also spoken there. The person who is following through this process of Sadhya Mukti, he gets liberated here itself, in this world. And there is no question of going to heavenly planets or to other higher planets and Brahmalokam in all other places, no. As soon as he leaves this body here in Sadhya Mukti state, he is called, another word is Jivan Mukta, liberated state. As soon as this body drops off, he goes back to the spiritual world. He finishes his, no more cycle of birth and death for him. That is the most desired and wanted result. But that is not possible for ordinary people. Unless you had such pious background behind it, several lifetimes if you have executed spiritual life, there is a possibility of having that. You will see in some rare souls who will see this. Very, very rare souls have this possibility of Sadhya Mukti happening to them. The second option, this is the best option if one can get that. But that's not available. So we have to leave that behind. We have to look about ourselves, isn't it? The second thing is this Krama Mukti. So when Krama Mukti is spoken in the Bhagavadam, Krama Mukti is the gradually elevating yourself. That means in your return back from here,
you will have to go through different planets. Why is that? Desires have not gone completely. Unless there is, all vasanas have gone away from inside. Vasana is such a thing, it's very difficult to say. You can say, I don't have any vasana, but you know when the vasana comes out. When the vasana comes out. That's only, you will start thinking yourself how stupid and ignorant ourselves we are. That you yourself have to look into your own life, how the vasana works. It's like this, that suppose you have filled a bottle with camphor, and you empty the bottle, the smell of camphor won't go from the bottle. Isn't it? The bottle will still smell camphor. Vasanas are like that. You may think that you have got rid of the vasana, but that vasana will be there in the form of a smell inside. So this vasana is waiting for an opportunity. As soon as he gets it, it will come out. It happened to Ajamila. It happened to many others in the Bhagavatam, you can see. Vasana balal juhava narayana namakam sudam. That vasana balam, the power of vasana inside is so strong that it will come out. Only then you will realize that I haven't got rid of all the vasanas. It's still there. In fact, in the sixth canto, when Ajamila stories began, this was the first question. Parishad Maharaj says to Shubhramashi that these vasanas, it is not easy to get rid of them. For example, if you have performed a sinful activity, you can counteract that with some atonement or called prayaschittam. You can perform prayaschittam and do some counteract your sinful reaction by that. But the vasana that is created by that sinful activity has not left you. It is still there. That's why he said, manye kunjara shauchavat. Like the elephant bathing in the tank. When he finishes the bathing, he comes back and puts the whole thing back on the body again. Bathes himself with the dust, isn't it? Elephant's nature. So similarly, even though we will try to wash ourselves by our sadhana processes, by satsangam, by various ways, wipe out the sadhana from vasana from inside. Suppose by some chance you have lost your connection with satsangam or spiritual activities, you fell into association with people who are in mundane and materialistic life, and if you had that vasana inside, that vasana will come out. So the modes of nature can pull the vasana out from inside you. Without your knowledge, it will happen. Is it not? Like, that is, this principle is very strong because you can see advertising companies, they keep on putting these advertisements. You keep on looking at it, after a few times you start thinking about it. Isn't it? By what is indicating is that it is started as a chittavritti first, and it has developed into a samskaram, and by then it has got life in it, and then it has become a vasana, and it is lying there in the chittam. So it has become strong inside. So in the same way, here, in the Kramamukti, why Kramamukti is because of this. That you have no opportunity to go back to spiritual world because vasanas have not gone. If you have gone there with these vasanas, you will create trouble there. Remember what happened to our Chitragetu? Vasanas have not gone, but somehow due to Srinarada Maharshi's mercy and not Balaram's mercy, he went to the higher planets, right? When he got there, these vasanas that was inside was giving trouble to him. That's why when he saw Lord Shiva and Shivarvadi sitting on Lord Shiva's lap, Chitragetu felt like this, that he said, is this Shiva and Parvati behaving like this? What's their standard? He started judging them about Shiva and Parvati. Lord Shiva didn't take it very seriously. Shivarvadi took it very seriously, didn't like it. And told him, why are you here? That was her question. You are not the person who should be here. All the great rishis are sitting in front of him. Srinarada Maharshi, Vasishtha, and many great personalities. And keeping Shivarvadi in the lab, Lord Shiva is instructing them about transcendental knowledge. They are not having any difficulty. Chitragetu having problem. So, and Lord Shiva, seeing his condition, when he raised this question, he started talking to other Vidyadharas who had come with him. Sri Parvati felt embarrassed by this mentality of this new entry, new bhakta who had come. So she thought, that we should send him back to the mentor and get him trained again. So send him back, and that's Vritrasura. You have to accept Vritrasura's body, isn't it? So you can see that Krama Mukti has been created for these people who do not are ready for going to spiritual world directly from here. Only those who are in the Sadyomukti are allowed to go there. And that is very, very rare. Very, very rare. Very few personalities had risen up to that level, Sadyomukti. But Krama Mukti is the second option available, that somehow or the other you have practiced a spiritual life in this world, cultivated a lot of spiritual life, lot of sadhana you have done, you have kept association with the devotees, and followed the processes seriously, and took Krishna shelter. If you have done all that, the possibility is that, possibility I am saying, is that you may get into this Krama Mukti, if you are qualified. That you will get an opportunity to go to the higher planets. And then you will get continuous satsangam and association with great personalities. In this way, gradually you will go through Surgalokam, Maharlokam, Janalokam, Tapolokam, and eventually Satyalokam, Brahma's planet. And finally in Brahmalokam also you will get the opportunity to associate with great, great personalities there. And eventually when Brahma goes back, you can go back. That is the second option. Sadyomukti is the first option, and the second option is Krama Mukti. Now, hearing all these things, we shouldn't think we will get into one of these two. No. We don't have to have any misunderstanding about that. So, therefore, if you have lived as a devotee, and if you have performed spiritual life seriously, to some extent, we know how much what we are doing in our life, is it not? That itself is a good indication. There is a process called Pitriyanam. That is the destiny of most of us. More probability is this Pitriyanam. Pitriyanam means, suppose you have performed a lot of pious activities and you have accumulated your bank account very well on the spiritual side with all the vasanas inside. Possibility is that after leaving this planet, you go to Pitrilokam. From Pitrilokam, you get an opportunity to go to heavenly planets for some time, and then after experiencing the vasanas and enjoy your life in the heavenly planets for some period of time, when the account is settled, when the money runs out in the credit card or your credit limit, what you call as the credit limit, when it's finished, Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishandi, that's what Krishna is talking about in the Bhagavad Gita. Remember? Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishandi. Remember that verse? What does that begin with? If you look into, let's have a look. Things in the 10th chapter. It's an important verse. We have to know where these verses are coming from. Otherwise what happens is, we will start thinking, we will go to heavenly planets, we come back, but we say we don't even want that. We don't want it, but then it's forced. That's Tetam Bhuktva Sargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishandi. That is 921. Tetam Bhuktva Sargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishandi Evam Trayi Dharma Manu Prabhanaha Gadagadam Kama Kama Labhande. Tetam Bhuktva Sargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Tetam Bhuktva Sargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishandi. So this is talking about people. If you look in the previous verse, you will see, those who study the Vedas and drink the Soma juice, seeking the heavenly planets, worship me indirectly, purified of sinful reactions, they take on the pious heavenly planets of Indra, where they enjoy godly delights, and after that, when they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure, and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. So even those who have followed the Shastram, at least those who are following strictly the Vedic way of life, injunctions, they have a possibility that they can go to, because they have executed and followed the Vedic injunctions, to a large degree, they will get a birth here again. But before that, they will have to exhaust their pious results in the heavenly planets. So they go to the Pitralokam, and where the decision is made for how long, where and all that, and then he gets a body in a heavenly planets, enjoy the heavenly happiness, and then when it is exhausted, come back here. Tetam buktva sorgalokam vishalam kshene punye martilokam vishandi. So that's what will happen to those. So we have got what we call as the sadyomukti, then we have got kramamukti, and then there is a third category who will go and come back. Kramamukti don't come back. They keep going up and up and up, further and further. So these three categories, and then there is another fourth one where we all fit in to a large degree. That because Vedic injunctions are not followed rigidly, all vikarma we have done in this world, exploited others, cheated others, lied to others in many ways, all our life we couldn't say that it has been pure, we are subjected to what Krishna discusses in the Bhagavatam in the fifth canto. That, so we'll discuss that when we come to the second canto, because there's a lot of things spoken in that second canto about liberation. What does actually liberation means? Those things are discussed there. So here we're talking about this verse. Sam klesha karma paribhaga guna pravahi avyahadana bhavami sharam adhyudiyam pranadibi suvibhavai vagudhamanyo manyeda suiryam iva meka himoparagaihi. So clouds also, the clouds come and cover our eyes. So actually the clouds don't cover the sun. Cloud comes and come our eyes vision, isn't it? So in reality there is no, when Rahu we feel, when Rahu comes and covers the sun, that's when we call it a solar eclipse, isn't it? But actually the planet or the moon comes and Rahu comes in between. So moon comes, actually moon also cannot cover the sun completely. Actually it covers our vision in the eye. So similarly, inside all of us, Krishna is present as Antaryami, isn't it? And and due to the impurities in the heart, ragam, dvesham, kamam, krodham, lobham, madam, matsaryam, ahankaram, everything, all of them is not able to have any experience of the awareness inside, Atma inside. And these senses, mind, intelligence, they have all come from that Atma, Krishna inside us, is it not? Because they are the origin, Atma is the origin. From their senses, mind, intelligence, ego, everything has come. Just like all the clouds have come from the sun, the water from the ocean or from the tanks and the rivers, it all got by the heat of the sun, it gets transformed into steam and then eventually into the form of clouds. So it comes from the water, which is changed its form due to the presence of sunshine. So sun, practically we say sun created the clouds itself. It has been created by the sun. Similarly, Atma inside created all these things. Which one? Mind, body, intelligence, senses, ego, everything. It's a creation of Atma from inside. Without the presence of Atma, none of these things can function and they will not be created either. Isn't it? So, so, manyeda suryam iva meka himoparage, he says. So, when clouds cover the sun, or when the clouds cover the sun, or when there is a thick fog, you say, we can't see anymore. It is covering the sun. Mist or fog, whatever that's present, our vision is affected. Is it not? Similarly, due to the impurities in the mind, impurities in the senses, and impurities in the intelligence, and the presence of hangaram, ragam, dvesham, and all these things, even though Krishna is present right inside all of us, we are unable to recognize His presence. We don't know He is present inside, isn't it? And we are looking for Krishna everywhere in the world, who is present right inside the heart. That's why in the Bhagavatam, when you read carefully, you will notice how importance is given to this Antaryami principle. Upanishads all talks about Antaryami principle, not about the temple or a deity. They are external things to help us. But the important principle, one who is very close to us, always present inside, and who conducts our life every day, on every moment. Even some thoughts, when it comes to the mind, He is behind it. Otherwise, how the thoughts happen? It's not according to our choice it's happening, isn't it? And similarly, it is from Him all happiness we are getting in this life. Why? Even for the senses to enjoy and the mind to enjoy, without His presence, you cannot enjoy. He is always teaching us every moment, then everything what you do with your senses of knowledge and senses of action, none of these 5 senses of knowledge or 5 senses of action, none of them can function without Him in the background, without His presence in the background. Isn't it? So say I'm looking at somebody, I'm reading this book, talking from Srimad Bhagavatam. If He has not given me that strength from inside, my eyes cannot function, my tongue cannot function, my thoughts cannot function, I can't speak, basically. So Krishna's presence inside is the only reason why somebody's senses are working, mind is working, intelligence is working. Equally, you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and if you have to hear the hearing power in the senses, in the ears, where is that coming from? And when you hear something, even if you have heard that, the impact of that on you, in your mind, and the mind able to project that in your realization, is also coming from Krishna. So Antaryami is the one who is running this world, nobody else. Antaryami. In every one of us, Antaryami's presence is the most important thing. So that is why Narada Maharshi says to Vasudev here that Antaryami inside we are not aware of. Why? Why are we not aware of the Antaryami? Because of all the dirt, all the things what we have, garbage we have collected inside, which has covered Antaryami, and we don't know the existence of Antaryami inside. Instead, we think that Krishna is in another temple, this temple or that temple, where we would go looking for Him, or looking for Him in the outside world. So therefore, the Rishi's process is to inquire after the Antaryami inside, and they have developed a process for that, Upanishad Paddhati. It is called the principle what Upanishads are based on. So here, like the sun has created the clouds and clouds have covered the sun from our vision, all the senses, mind, intelligence, everything created by the self itself, by the soul, that itself is covering it now. And we are unable to perceive the presence of Krishna inside. That is what that verse is saying there. It's an important verse. Sometimes Srinivasa Maharshi says certain things, only then you can understand. He says, Tam klesha karma paribhaga guna pravahe avyahadanya bhavamishwaram adhyidiyam pranadibi suvibhavai ubahuda manyo manyeda suryamiva meghahimo paragaihi. Very, very, very important verse. And Tam klesha karma paribhaga guna pravahe. The three modes of material nature is operating here. Klesham, karmam, paribhaha, guna pravahi. Due to our, another thing, what actually causes this problem? Because of karma.
With a lot of effort, we have executed different karmam in this world. Klesha karmam, paripada gunapravahi. And when this karmam becomes matured, and then it turns into vasanas, prarabdha karma vasana it's called. That vasanas, we have, that means we create vasanas inside through karmam. And that vasanas will create further karmam. And that way it becomes a very thick cloud inside, covering the soul, isn't it? So unless all this karmam is exhausted, vasanas are exhausted, the sadhyomukti is impossible. Impossible for anybody. So that is why it has become necessary that one has to look at all the different options, and at least for kramamukti one should endeavor. Sadhyomukti is little above our budget, or you can say it's beyond our capacity. So that's why it says like that. So even though Krishna is present in everyone's heart as Santaryami, due to these impurities inside us, in the mind and the senses and everything, we are unable to recognize His presence. And this possibility of removing these impurities from inside, Shukha Brahma she mentions there, Srinada Maharshi says there also, that this association, satsangam, sajjana samsargam, that means a lot of sajjanam, sajjana means devotees and who are serious about spiritual life, they come together and they discuss about Krishna. And so they only talk about Krishna, nothing else. Only talking about Krishna means it's a big topic. It's not talking about the whole Antaryami principle, Upanishads, Brahma Sutram and Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavadam. All it is referring about Krishna, isn't it? Talking about Krishna in a different ways. So, as we have seen, the clouds have come from the water. And they came and covered the clouds, isn't it? Similarly, that Maya inside us, present everywhere. Maya is present there. Krishna mentions that, is it not? Maya is present in all of us. And where is she present? She is present in the intelligence, in our mind and everything. That power, Maya, she has covered the living force, Krishna, inside. She has covered inside. So it is a cover, that is called the covering potency. Remember the two potencies? Covering potency and the deluding potency. Avaranam vikshepam. So this avaranam or covering potency is that. That means this nature of covering our Antaryami by the influence of Maya in the form of a cover, not allowing us to have any realization of Krishna's presence inside. That's why we don't feel it. Krishna is present inside. It is big. See, compare this with what all the medical science says. Medical science is saying that for them the answer is everything is based on the body, isn't it? So when you don't recognize the presence of Antaryami inside, even though in Ayurveda it says very clearly that many of the diseases, for curing the solution is Antaryami, not the medicine. That is why in Vishnu Sahasranamam, while talking about Vishnu, what is addressed as Beshajam Vishaka. He is the doctor, he is the medicine, everything it is he. And that is referring to Antaryami. That's referring to Antaryami. So when we are talking about illnesses, of course in the modern medicine that's not important. They are not taking into account any of these things. That's why sometimes it doesn't work also because of this. So when they are saying that the diseases for which the cure is Antaryami has got the cure, nobody else. And the manifestation of Antaryami is a maximum in the Sushupti state. Is it not? Where you are dismantling all your upadhis. Upadhi means body, mind, intelligence, ego, senses. These are all the upadhis in us. When you dismantle all the upadhis, what remains is this Antaryami inside. and then Antaryami who manifests in Sushupti. Anyway, we'll talk about that when you come to the second canto while talking about liberation. Because there's a verse by verse, if you look at it, what a beautiful presentation Sukadeva Goswami has done to Parikshit at that time, right in the middle of the beginning of the Bhagavatam itself, isn't it? So, this covering potency in us, inside us, unless that covering is removed, and in the association of great souls like they had with the rishis there, the great devotees there, unless that covering goes away, we won't see that sun which is shining inside. Who? Krishna. Shining inside as Sandaryami. We won't see that unless in the association of devotees and great rishis, we get an opportunity to purify ourselves and clean it up inside. Our dirt inside, what we have got, isn't it? So this solar eclipse is compared that this is the most important thing in the solar eclipse, not going and bathing in the river and doing all the rituals there. That is how Srinarada Maharshi says to Vasudev. So when you go to solar eclipse, because it's normally a customary thing, that solar eclipse time you go to the famous holy rivers, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Ganga River, Yamuna River and all that. And people go and bathe in those rivers and perform some ritual ceremonies, probably for their forefathers and things like that. They do all these things. Srinarada Maharshi says, no, they are not actually bathing for the solar eclipse. Proper bathing for the solar eclipse means that you get an opportunity to associate, Krishna is showing to the world what we should do at the time of eclipse. Even today, places like Haridwar and where more devotees and jnanis and sannyasis and yogis, they take the opportunity to go and bathe in the holy rivers and it is an opportunity for them to associate each other at that time of the solar eclipse time, although in a very small scale. But Krishna has shown to the world what one real bathing for the solar eclipse means, association with the realized souls or jnanis or yogis or great devotees, and in their association, through that association, purifying oneself and clearing up all the impurities inside. That is what he is explaining there. So that's what has been spoken, important message in that chapter. Important message in that chapter. So here you can see that an opportunity had come. You can look at that 82nd chapter. It was an opportunity for all these devotees to come together. If you look at 82, chapter 15th verse, Anyonya Sandarshana Harsharam Hasa Prothpulla Hridvaktra Saroru Hashriya Ashlesha Ghadam Nayanei Sravajjala Krishyatvacho Yuddhagiro Yayurmudam. Anyonya Sandarshana Harsharam Hasa Prothpulla Hridvaktra Saroru Hashriya Ashlishya Ghadham Mayanei Sravajjala Krishyatvacho Yuddhagiro Yayurmudam. That mutually, people say that people like to bathe in the junction of the holy rivers, is it not? Like Triveni, Sangamam, and places like that. And to go and bathe there is considered important. Like people go to Allahabad for this reason, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, all of them meet up together. So bathing there is considered very beneficial. You have got the opportunity to bathe in Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati there. Similarly here also, you have got Kunti Devi there, Pandavas are all there, all the gopis had come there. Nanda Maharaj is there, Yashoda Devi is there, Vasudev is there, Devaki is there. And in a way, an unlimited number of great devotees of Krishna all together. That opportunity, they got it, isn't it? And in their association, all you could notice there was freely flowing their bhakti for Krishna. All of them had to talk about Krishna together, isn't it? And bathing in their association, that is what actually the bathing in the solar eclipse means, not all the other rituals what we perform. So for 3 months they stayed there. They all come for the solar eclipse, but Krishna made sure that they stay for a longer period, because the Krishna knew very well that this will benefit everybody who had come for the eclipse. So, and that is what that Saukardam, Maitri, Sakhyam, Dasyam. And so what you can see here in that association, all these great personalities who are present there. So what we are not used to, these, what Krishna spoke to Sudama, what was that? Tasevame Saukarda Sakyamaitri Dasyam. Those 4 things, Sakyam, Maitri, Dasyam, Saukardam. Those things are not properly understood by the human population. Because generally, what we know is about loving somebody or hating somebody. That's what we have learned in this life, isn't it? Due to Ragam Dvesham. But Saukardam, Sakyam, Maitri, Dasyam, they don't belong to this category. In its pure form, they are on a different level. So, we also know very well, our so-called love and hate, it develops into lust, and it also ragam and dvesham. It will turn into ragadvesham. In other words, it degrades itself. We never realize it, how this loving feeling for others, how it develops into what is called premam or bhakti. How it can turn into premam or bhakti, that we do not know, because we haven't got that experience yet. So, when they all came here, when all these different rivers, like Kundi Devi, they are compared to the different holy rivers, Kundi Devi, Pandavas, and all the great devotees, Vasudev, Devaki, Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj, and Draupadi, Subhadra, all of them, when they all came together, that everybody felt they all had an individual relationship with Krishna. Is it not? So they all had something to say about Krishna, how they relate with Krishna. Apart from all Krishna's great devotees from Vrindavanam, gopis, they had something to say. Krishna's 16,108 wives, they had something to say. So practically in their association, the only topic that was discussed was about Krishna, what they had all to say. And that too, which will develop this love into proper bhakti, turn the love into bhakti. Our case, most of the people in this world, what happens, we have also heard about love, but our love degrades into hate and kind of aversion to people instead of going further towards bhakti. So that changes what has happened there is mentioned in that verse. So, so they all bathed there, and after bathing they didn't want to dry themselves, because the bathing has actually, they want to go like that after bathing with the wet body. In the sense that when they had the bathing done in the association of these devotees, not the bathing, but bathing in a spiritual sense, what Krishna has, Narada Maharshi has spoken here, what they experienced inside, all others who had come there from all over the world, they all felt very comforted, very peaceful inside due to the association of these persons, these devotees. They all felt immensely benefited by the association of, because it's nice when you get to see people similar faith in Krishna, similar faith in the Bhagavadam, similar faith in the Bhagavad Gita, and simply associating with you on that spiritual level. It's a very enlivening experience, that is. So naturally everybody experienced, and especially when you have such a variety of devotees who are all had a relationship with Krishna in that way. So in their association, all those who had come, they were all benefited by that association. Not by bathing in the river or bathing in the tank or the rituals they have done, but this association, what they had with the gopis, with the Krishna's queens, wives, who had come from Dwaraka, and all other devotees, Pandavas, and who were present there. So that is what so, and they experienced to such an extent that it never dried up, that association. They never dried up in their heart. All of them went back after 3 months of stay
in Samanta Panchakam with the fond memories of that association with the devotees. Inspired them. So, especially for all of us, when everything is exhausted in life, isn't it? That practically our life, there is no much opportunity for spiritual advancement. There is no proper association. And practically you can see that even that little spark of spirituality inside us, even that is drying up due to absence of spiritual association. And to develop Krishna consciousness or Krishna premam, what it is mentioned there, even to get a drop of that, we are struggling so long for so far in this world, isn't it? So it is in such situations that you realize the importance of the association of the Mahatmas, association of the Mahatmas. And that is what is shown in these verses. So so all the rishis, they got together. Who are all? You can imagine. Imagine in your own mind different scenes, what's happening there. Gopis all got together and their discussion going on about Krishna. Krishna's wives, they all got together. They were having a discussion about Krishna in the association of Draupadi and Subhadra and all others together. That's another scene. All the rishis got together. They are discussing about Krishna. All this is going on. And then what else? Vasudeva and Devaki, they got together with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Another scene going on there. So in all these different places in this solar eclipse, this is what you are witnessing there. This is what you are witnessing there. So, and similarly, all the kings who were saved by Krishna while they were killing Jarasandha, remember that? And released all the kings from the prisons, who were 20,800 kings were locked up in the prison by Jarasandha. All of them are now back into their kingdom after Jarasandha was killed. All those kings had come and they were having their meeting talking about Krishna. So, but the topic is always Krishna, but discussed at different people in different levels, it was spoken. So you have seen there, Draupadi played this technique to get all the women to talk about Krishna. In that way, they got absorbed in Krishna. So, there, main discussion later on developed into talking about the gopis among the this group of women who have assembled together. That means they who had come from Dwarka and those who had come from Pandavas' families, who had come from Hastinapur. It all eventually developed into discussion about gopis and Radharani. Gopis and Radharani. And they were convinced about Radharani's bhakti, Radha Devi's bhakti, and the gopis' bhakti is definitely superior in the sense that Rukmini and others all felt we haven't reached that state yet. That's what it means. When we say superior, inferior, you may start thinking immediately our Ragadvesham will come in that and we'll start looking down upon Rukmini. That shouldn't happen. That's an important point. That to say that Rukmini and Satyabhama and all others who are present there, equally Draupadi and others who are present there, they all felt the higher state of bhakti what Radha Devi and the gopis had for Krishna. That's the way you have to look at it. So that they have understood that from that meeting. From they have understood. So, so when this happened, then they all wanted to ask Radharani, how did you get to this stage? Imagine that. That to Rukmini Devi and the all the queens who were present there, who had come, they were themselves considered as servants of Krishna, isn't it? Such a pure devotees they have. So, in spite of all that, and similarly Draupadi and others, they also thought about themselves that they are all very devoted to Krishna, great devotees of Krishna. So when they saw Radha Devi's love for Krishna
and the gopis' love for Krishna. They really wanted to directly ask Radharani, how did you get to this stage? How did you develop this attachment for Krishna? Because you can see, Krishna had plans behind all these things, these meetings, the way it was arranged, isn't it? At that time, they asked Radha Devi this question, and Radha Devi's answer was like this. Radha Devi says to them, till now, never once we desired anything from Krishna. We didn't want anything from Krishna. We didn't want anything from him. But we only had one thing in our heart all the time. That this attachment what we have in our heart for Krishna, what Krishna has created in our heart, that should never leave us any time. That should never leave us any time. In the Bhagavatam you will see these famous words from gopis. Ahuschade nalina nabhapadaravindam yogishwarei apivijindyam akadabodehi samsarakupa patitotaranavallambam geham jushamabhi manasudhiyal sadana. That is one of the famous verses in the Bhagavatam. Gopi saying this to all those who had come there. They were so fascinated by this attachment of Radharani to Krishna and Radharani's relationship with Krishna. They are saying to them, so the only thing what we pray to Krishna is that we should never lose this attachment. We don't want anything from Krishna. Nothing. All we want is this attachment should remain in us like the way it is today. To that extent, isn't it? So we want to live like that in this world. And Radha Devi and all the other gopis, that's what they answered this. Instead, Rukmini Devi and others, it is not exactly like that, isn't it? Like Radha Devi. So all of them are saying that we have got Krishna with us. All the wives, they felt like that. So Radha Devi and the gopis, they will wait any amount of time waiting for Krishna because they enjoy that. Waiting to see Krishna. That is their happiness in there. And so that is why you see all these famous songs. Vilumangalam has written, Vallabhacharya has written, you will see this. Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuradhipate, Akhilam, Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. What is this Madhuram, Madhuram? It is this loving in separation from Krishna. Loving in what the gopis have experienced. So that they say it is more sweet than directly Rukmini Devi and others are talking about, or Draupadi is talking about directly in relationship with Krishna. It is the separation of Radha Devi and all the gopis, what they experienced with Krishna in the absence, which is more sweet than anything else. So so serving Krishna, that happiness, but even when separated from Krishna, remembering about that service they rendered to Krishna and looking forward to that again for another life after life, thinking like that and spending the time in this world. And that anandam or happiness what they experienced, they told this to Rukmini. Rukmini, when it means say staying to Rukmini means, if you have told Rukmini, it means you have spoken to all the wives. Basically, that's how to understand. So, and then they asked Radha Devi, where did you learn this from, that this experience? You know what Radha Devi said? That is in that verse, you can see Radha Devi's answer. This is all spoken in the Bhagavatam in such a way that unless you look into the commentaries, you won't find it. The way it has been presented, what they had to say was this. If you look at the 1083-49, that is what the gopis had to say about their Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna. Ahuschade nalina nabhapadaravindam yogishwere hridivijindya makadabodaihi samsarakupam patido taranavalambam geham jushama vimanasudiyal sadana. If that is what gopis had to say, imagine what the gopis teachers who taught gopis this. That is the last verse in that 83rd chapter. What they had to say.
വ്രജസ്ത്രീയോ യദ്വാഞ്ഛന്തി പുളിന്ദ്യസ്ത്രണവീരുധ ഗാവശ്ചാരയതോ ഗോപ പാദസ്പർശം മഹാത്മന. This is their situation. Imagine that. This is Vrajastriyo Yadvanchanti. The women in Vrindavanam, not referring to the gopis, Pulindya Trana Virudhaha. Pulinda, they are the women of the forest. What do you say normally? I don't know. Yeah. Pulinda women, they are the forest dwellers. They live in the forest. They have no direct access to the world outside. They live in their own life, isn't it? So these women, Pulindas, Tranaviridaha, Gavashareidu Goba, Padasparsham Mahalmana, these people practically, due to their birth, you could say, they have this inferiority complex in them. Apakrishada bodham. They feel themselves very low born, due to the birth. They are low born. And Pulinda Tranavirudha, they are hunters, their husbands are hunters, and doing different kinds of collecting food in the forest, and practically living in the forest. And they are our teachers. Radha Devi is saying, they are our teachers. You can see the way how bhakti works in life. Bhakti is not based on how much you have studied the books. Bhakti is not something what you can say that, oh, he is a great devotee, somebody certifies you that he is a great devotee. That is not bhakti. Bhakti, we have to understand, if you want to understand bhakti, you have to look at Rukmini Devi and others, Draupadi and others, similarly gopis and the Vrindavanam, ladies from gopis from Vrindavanam, and then eventually you look at this hunter women, due to their extreme humility. Why? Unfortunately, due to their birth itself, they do not have any opportunity for associating with anybody. Practically, they don't have. They don't have any opportunity to associate with anybody. They have no opportunity to study Shastram. They don't even live in the so-called civilized society. They live in the forest. But what was their greatness then? Why do Radha Devi say like this about them? That's what is interesting. Vrajastriyo yadvanchandi pulindyastranavirudhaha gavascharayado goba padasparsham mahalmana. Padasparsham mahalmana. What they had to say was that practically we consider, Radha Devi is saying, them, these forest dwellers, women, Pulindya, Pulinda Kanyagasa, they are our teachers in the path of bhakti. In the path of bhakti. And gopis are saying, like you are talking about your spiritual masters and teachers, we have also got like this, some teachers. Not knowing to anybody, nobody knows about them, nobody takes very seriously about them, because they live in the forest. And we say they are not, we call them by our terminologies, isn't it? Aborigines or whatever way we want to address them. But whatever it is, that's another thing. But from the bhakti side, when you look at them, that when we say we have got so many different spiritual masters and great devotees in this world, well known in this world, these people in the forest, totally unknown to anybody, one thing, totally unknown, they live there, isn't it? And they are even hesitant to come to the world outside, because they live in the forest. The world, outside world, will look down upon them due to their way of life, isn't it? But you should never forget their greatness. That's what they are saying. Vrajastriyo yadvanchandi പുളിന്ദ്യത്രണവീരുഥാഹ ഗാവശ്ചാരദേയോ ഗോപ പാദസ്പർശം മഹാത്മന.
സോ ഗോപീസ് ആർ സേയിങ് വി നോട്ടീസ് ദം വൺ ഡേ വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻ ടു ദം. വാട്ട് ദേ ഹാവ് സീൻ വാസ് ദാറ്റ് യു ക്യാൻ സീ ദർ അബൌട്ട് ദിയർ ഗ്രേറ്റ്നെസ്. ഗോപി സ്പോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദിസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ഇൻ ദ ടെൻത്ത് കാൻറ്റോ ബിഫോർ. ഇഫ് യു ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ദി ടെൻത്ത് കാൻറ്റോ ഇൻ ദി 21st ചാപ്റ്റർ, Seventeenth verse. That's where Gopi is paying their respects to them. Purna pulindya murugaya padabjaraga Shri kungumena daidastana mandidena Taddarshana smarar yastrana rushidena Limpandya anana kujeshu jahu stathadhim. Purna pulindya urugaya padabjaraga Shri kungumena daidastana mandidena തദ്ദർശന സ്മരരുജസ്ത്രണ രുഷിതേന ലിംപന്ദ്യമാനന കുജേഷു ജഹുസ്തഥാധിം.
സീ പൂർണാഹ പുളന്ദ്യാഹ ദ ആർ ദ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫോറസ്റ്റ് വിമൻ ആൻഡ് വാട്ട് ദേ യൂസ് ടു ഡു വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ബലരാം വേർ ലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ വൃന്ദാവനം ദേ യൂസ് ടു വാക്ക് ത്രൂ ദ ഗ്രൗണ്ട് ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ് ആൻഡ് Shri Kungumena Daidastana Mandidena. When they have walked through the different routes in Vrindavanam, from Krishna's body and in the Balaram's body, the kungumam that has fallen on the ground, they used to take that and apply themselves on their body. And because they felt Krishna and Balaram, they were all coming from Nanda Maharaj lineage, Yashoda Devi. So they did not have close access to Krishna and Balaram. They had to stay far away. In them days it was like that. That everybody followed their place in the society. Even the Pulinda women and the Purna women also. So they will remain in their place and they didn't have close access or ability to come closer to Krishna and Balaram. But after Krishna and Balaram has gone away, they will come. And they will take the dust from there and sprinkle it on themselves. Seeing this, Radha Devi got a shock, looking at their faith in Krishna's, without any shastram, without any knowledge, and coming from that situation, still that, in that state, they had this attachment for Krishna. That is what shocked Radha Devi and the gopis. And that's why Radha Devi and gopis are saying this to Krishna. Gopya Uchu, that 21st chapter, പൂർണ പുളിന്ദ്യം ഉരുഗായ പദാബ്ജ രാഗ ശ്രീ കുങ്കുമേന ദൈതാസ്തന മണ്ഡിതേന. ദേ യൂസ് ടു ടേക്ക് ദിസ് കുങ്കുമം ആൻഡ് സ്പ്രിങ്കിൾ ഇറ്റ് ഓൺ ദെയർ ഓൺ ബ്രസ്റ്റ്സ്. തദ്ദർശന സ്മരരുജസ്ത്രണ വിരൂഷിതേന ലിംബന്ധ്യ ആനന കുചേഷു ജഹോ സതാദിം. വെൻ ദേ സോ ഗോപി സോ ദീസ് പുളിന്ദ വിമൻ ആക്ടിംഗ് ലൈക് ദിസ്, they naturally felt, without any desire inside, these people, Pulinda women, they did not expect anything from Krishna. But that spontaneous feeling inside for Krishna in their heart has moved even the gopis. Even they were affected by that surrender and that faith in them, in Krishna's position. And the bhakti they have shown in their activities, that moved them. That's what they are saying here. That Pulinda women, that when Krishna was going through the forest to play in the forest, that while going here and there from Krishna's body, these different things will fall on the ground. Like what Krishna's body was nicely decorated with vermilion and many other beautiful articles. Yashoda Devi has decorated Krishna's body. That will fall on the ground and it will be lying there. Urugaya padabjam, you can see there. So when Krishna walks through the Vrindavanam forest, along with the calves and the cows, they will wait there till they go far away from there. All Krishna and the whole cows and cowherd boys and all the calves, after they have gone very far, then they will come.
They won't come very closer to Krishna. Look at that strength, the feeling inside what they had for Krishna. And then they will wait and see, only when they have convinced that Krishna and others are not turning back, only then they will go there. Limbandya anana kujesho. What did they do? That wherever Krishna has walked, they'll take the dust from there. And whatever that has fallen on the ground, they will decorate themselves with everything what Krishna has left behind on the ground. What has fallen from the Krishna? And including the dust from the ground. Isn't it? And then they used to stand there and look at Krishna after doing this. And in a great happiness they enjoyed this. And this is why in the bhakti, when it is spoken in the... they asked this definition of bhakti. In the Narada Bhakti Sutram you will see this. When they asked about the definition of bhakti, Narada Maharshi only used two words. Mukam aswadhanavad. Mukha aswadhanavad. That was the answer. He says to him that mukha aswadhanavad means this. You don't have anything to say to Krishna. Just having had that opportunity to bathe themselves in the dust from Krishna's feet and from Krishna's devotee's feet, that happiness they were experiencing and looking at Krishna there. They had nothing to say to Krishna. But what they were satisfied was, they were just totally satisfied by getting the dust from Krishna's feet. Krishna's feet. So, that is what he is saying here. And because they also don't have the language how to put it. They have not been educated in that way. But that feeling inside the heart of this, Radha Devi says to Rukmini and others, when we saw that, Radha Devi says, we started thinking, what's our attachment compared to them? Because you have to compare in this way. They have no education and they have no language. They don't have any training. They have no background. But what is that they had them in them? The great wealth in bhakti, sharanagati, surrender is the greatest wealth. Nothing else. Not that what you have done, other things in this world doesn't matter. To show to us that surrender was to such a degree in them, without expectation anything from Krishna, that they are able to surrender to Krishna in that way. Seeing that, Radha Devi says to Rukmini and others that we learned this from them. They are our teachers in the path of bhakti. So Radha Devi says there that they stood away from everybody. These Pulinda women, they stayed away from everybody. And when after Krishna has moved away from there a long distance, they came and took this dust and sprinkled on themselves. And if you looked at them, they looked totally satisfied. A great satisfaction in their heart. And when we have seen that satisfaction in their face, Radha Devi says to Rukmini, we have seen the satisfaction. And it is after seeing them that we felt inspired to worship Sri Parvati, to get Krishna as our husband. It's a lot of things involved in that, isn't it? So, Pulinde Trinaviruddha Gavascharayado Gopa. So, Rukmini and others, they heard everything from Radha Devi. From Radha Devi saying to them that we had all this from this women from the forest. It is from them we learned what bhakti means. And from Radha Devi, Rukmini is saying we learned bhakti from Radha Devi. So you can see how bhakti is something difficult to understand. That is why Moga Aswadhanavad, in two words, Narada Maharshi put it in the Brahma Sutram. Yatha Vrajagobhiganam. That's all he had to say. Yatha Vrajagobhiganam. And he closes there. Because bhakti is a very difficult thing to define properly. And bhakti, all you can do is to show the different bhavam of bhakti. Rukmini and others, they have one bhavam of bhakti in them. Draupadi and others have another bhavam of bhakti in them. Gopis have a different bhavam of bhakti. And this Pulinda women, they have another bhavam of bhakti. All are different bhavam of bhakti. All these things were discussed in that satsangam in Samanda Panchakam. That was the beauty of that satsangam. Only by discussing this you will understand what was their special features. So when we say, we have the misunderstanding like this, that we are thinking that oh, this is our mind which does all these things. So mind starts measuring everything. That's the nature of the mind. Mayam, it's called. Mayam means to measure. Mind is always wants to measure things. But when, so therefore, when something is spoken like this, we started measuring in our mind. We start judging about gopis, judging about Rukmini, judging about the Pulinda women there, Rukmini about Draupadi and all. That is not to be done. That is not what it is spoken here. It is only trying to show to us that this bhakti bhavam in different people manifests in different ways, and some of them can inspire somebody else in bhakti. Somebody's bhakti will be an inspiration for somebody else. That is what we have to learn. Not to compare them each other and say this is better than the other. Like often we all fall into this problem, isn't it? We say, what Prahlada, he is nothing. We are only follow gopis. We are in the gopis tradition. We say, Prahlada, that's all finished, nothing, that's not much. Akurira, not important. Uddhava, yes, to some extent, because he had taken some instructions from the gopi, so he's in our parampara, you can keep him. This, where is this coming from? Ignorance. This is not proper understanding of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is opening up all different relationships devotees have with Krishna. And if you, with your mind, start making decisions, what can Bhagavatam do about it? Can Bhagavatam help you on this? No. In Bhagavatam, you will find all kinds of devotees. Vritrasura is also a devotee. Is he not? Vritrasura is also a devotee. And we also got Jadabharata is also a devotee. Rahugana is also a devotee. Parishit is a devotee. All types of devotees. Devotion is a very difficult thing to categorize and say, this is higher, this is... Nothing is higher, nothing is lower. This comparison business is our mind, what is doing all this business. But by and large, you can say, looking at our condition, we'll be more suited for not these gopis or pulindas or more towards Prahlada's way of looking at things, and the way Prahlada's put it to us will be more attractive, generally, that to start with in the bhakti process. But only when you start seeing Bhagavatam from different angles, you can start appreciating that bhakti is not a thing which you can easily put into a box and tick it. Tick the boxes. That's not possible here. So here, that is why you can see here that they were all absorbed pulindestranavi irudhaham. So after hearing all these things, Rukmini and others started thinking, look at this, we coming from the most sophisticated society in Dwaraka, and ultimately we ended up appreciating the bhakti of these pulinda women in the forest. Pulinda women in the forest. So you can imagine, they are queens of Dwaraka. Very opulent lifestyle, best of the material facilities, Krishna's wives, best husband in the world, best material life, everything. So in this way you can see different scenes in the... So in Vasudev's sacrifice, Sri Narada Maharshi was present there, and first time, unusual way, Krishna offered respects to all the rishis who had come there. Sri Narada Maharshi came there, and all those rishis who are listed there in the verses, because they were all together, Krishna went and offered his respects to all those rishis who were present there. And Krishna is seeing them, not as rishis or sages, that those who purify the world by their spiritual life, purify their world. And Krishna is saying there, leaving this association, you are wandering in the world looking for different holy places and holy rivers. Holy places and holy rivers became holy due to the presence of these persons. That is important thing. Yasyalma buddhi kunape tridhaduge. You can look at that verse. Sothi kalatradishu bhaumayijyadi yathirtha buddhi salile nakarhijil janeshu abhijneshu sa eva kogharaha. That is that famous verse. You can see that
Vedavyasa Maharshi puts that to get the point across to us. Holy pilgrimage means association with advanced, realized souls. That helps. Not rivers and mountains and the... That's okay, but what the definition is this, that important point. Yasyalpa buddhi kunapetri dhaduge sudhi kalatradishu, verse 13. 10.84.13. It's an important verse. Prabhupada used to quote that verse very often. Yasyalpa buddhi kunapetri dhaduge sudhi kalatradishu bhauma ijyadi. It means that Alma Buddhi, identification with one's own body. Alma Buddhi. Kunapa means this bag. Tridhadu. Vatam Pittam Kapham. Tridhadu. They are present in this body. It's a bag of that. You are identifying with that. Sodhi. And then considering the land of birth as worshipable. And considering that Kalatradishu Bhaumaijari. One's own family members is mine. That identification basically, all of them. Equally bad, all this is not considered to be good for spiritually advanced person. Atma buddhi kunapetri dhadi, ones who only on the identification with the body will think in these terms. So, yes, atma buddhi kunapetri dhaduge, sodhi kalatradishu bhauma ijyadi. One who identifies with the land of birth is worshipable. One who identifies with his bodily extensions, one who identifies with his own body, all of them are categorized in the same ignorant level. What else? Yatirtha buddhi salilena karhichil. Going to some rivers and tanks and all, thinking that, feeling that I had purified myself by bathing in that river or bathing in the sea or whatever it is. Yatirtha buddhi. Feeling tirtham there, purification there. Salilena karhichil. Krishna saying, sorry, Vedavyasa is saying there, Janeshu Abhinyeshu Sa Eva Khogharaha. All of them are considered no better than an ass or a cow. Intelligence wise. They are not got intelligent. Proper intelligence is searching for the right association all the time in life and keeping that association with the Mahatmas, and in their association discussing about Krishna and knowing about Krishna, realizing Krishna. That is spiritual life, not all the other things. Importance is given to satsangam more than anything else. So, you will see in the Bhagavatam in the first or second chapter, I think, in the first, second canto, in the first chapter itself, Shiva Brahmarshi begins with that. He says there that, let's look at that. It is... second or third chapter, I think. Comes here, yeah. Yeah, if you look at 2, 3, 20, 19 and 20, that's what he's saying there also. Shovidvara hostragare samstuda purusha pashu nayal karna katho padho bedam jadu nama gada grajaha bile badoru krama vikramanye na shrunvada karna bude narasya jikhvasadi dardurige vasodam najobagayan dirugaya ghadaha. So these verses are to indicate to us that we will come to that chapter later when we discuss second canto. But important thing is that nayal karna katho bedam shovidvara hostragare samstuda purusha pashu nayal karna katho bedam jadu nama gadagrajaha. That Purushapashu. Purushapashu means that Purushapashu, we are all the Purushapashus. Human body, but like animals. Shukha Brahmarshi uses sometimes very heavy language about us to show to us that from his viewpoint, we are Purushapashus. And it is Purushapashu you will see more in this world. More Purusha Pashus you will find. Human form, two hands, two legs, but like animals. Practically like animals. So, here, these Purusha Pashus have got an opportunity to come to associate with great devotees there. And So Krishna is saying that the greatest purification, tirtham, tirthasnanam, is association with the great devotees and great rishis. So Vasudev, first time, paid obeisances to Narada Maharshi there, when he came in with all these rishis. Then he says to him, I have various eshanas. Eshanas means eshanatrayam, they are called. Eshana means that due to material existence, living in this world, you develop certain eshana. So to say, for example, putreshana. Putreshana, attachment to the children. Viteshana, attachment to wealth. Dareshana, attachment to wife. This is called eshana. Excessive attachment. Not knowing where to draw the line, in other words. Then it becomes eshana. So, attachment to wife, attachment to children, attachment to wealth. These are called eshana trayam. Then there is, in sannyasis and sometimes in the others, you will find, some people don't have this so much. They may not have this, these three things. But they have another eshana, which is called logeshana. Logeshana means that they want to become famous and recognized in this world. That's called a logeshana. So, this eshana is in everybody, in different degrees, for different reasons, to different ways. Some people have viteshana, lot of attachment to wealth. Somehow or the other, acquiring a lot of wealth in this world and becoming rich here. That's their success in life. Because of that, excessive attachment to wealth. That is viteshana. Unusual attachment to wife, some people have. They couldn't do anything without sanction from there. Or that in a way that they become so controlled by every level, that becomes dareshana. Then some people, very attached to children, and they feel that their children is everything in life, and that way getting excessively attached to them. All this is or happens in the householder life. Householder life. Viteshana, dareshana, putreshana. Logeshana is for general, for everybody. Those who are busy with householder life, they won't be worrying about that so much. They just want to get through the householder life somehow. But there are others who don't have anything else to do in this life. They want to disturb everybody in this world. And that is logeshana. Logeshana comes like that. You can observe this in politicians and businessmen. Some businessmen, after they've made a lot of money, they feel that now the world should recognize me. So they enter into politics then. Get into politics. That's why this close connection with the businessmen and the politicians is like this. Both want recognition in this world. Politicians want their money and the businessmen want the position. So this way they work each other. So these are the eshana. They are not helpful for spiritual life. None of them. All of them are problems in spiritual life. Viteshana, dareshana, putreshana, logeshana, everything. So here you can see Srinarada Maharshi and Vasudev meet up with each other. And Vasudev is saying to Srinarada Maharshi, I have got all these eshanas in me, eshana in me. So what do I do to come out of this? How do I clear myself? So Srinarada Maharshi says to him, you don't have to worry about it very much, he said, because there is nothing to be, you are okay, you are more or less properly situated, because you don't have to be so frightened about that. And this already you got everything what one needs to have, but you obviously you are feeling something absence inside you. You're feeling something you are missing, isn't it? Therefore, what we can do is here, we'll perform a big sacrifice here, and that is how this Samanta Panchakam sacrifice happened, a famous sacrifice in the Bhagavatam. So, and then all we have to do now. Because Narada Maharshi is looking at it in a different way. He is seeing, looking at Vasudeva and Devaki's life from previous lifetimes. How great personalities they were. That they had Krishna as their son in two lifetimes before. And in this lifetime also Krishna's son as their own son, isn't it? Vasudeva and Devaki. So they have reached the higher state as Krishna to accept as their son. But even if there is something still residue left in you,
we will perform this sacrifice for that purpose. And told them that we will do that. And all your Eshana, the debts what you have, it will be cleared up through that sacrifice. Particularly the debts for the Rishis, the debts for the forefathers, and whatever, or debts towards the demigods, debts towards the demigods, debts towards the Rishis, debts towards the forefathers, all of them, there may be something left behind in you. And saying this, they decided to perform a sacrifice. To perform a sacrifice. And we will discuss that after a few minutes.
Chedo darpanam arjanam vaumaha davagni nirvavanam shreyakkaidava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam vadivardhanam pradivada purnamradaswadanam sarvatna svabanam varam vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam Namnamakari Bahudani Jasarva Shakti Tatrarpidani Midas Paranina Kala Edadrishita Vakrupa Bhagavan Mamabi Nurdeva Midrashamiha Jani Nanuraga Pranaravi Shuni Jena Taroravi Sahishtuna Amanina Manadena Kirtani Yasada Hari Nathanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavidam Vajagadisha Kamai Mama Janmani Janmani Shwari Bhavadhar Bhaktirahai Dugitvai Ainandadanyu Jakingaram Padidamam Shami Bhavam Budau Krubaya Tavapada Pangajastita Duli Sadrasham Vijindayam Nayanam Galadashudharaya Vadanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira Pulagayar Nijiram Kadavabu Tavannam Grahane Bhavishyadi Yugaidam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishaidam Shunya idam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name Ashlishya va padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam armahadam karyotuva yadatada va vidada gulam pado malpranathastuna evanapara.
Vasudev told Narada Maharshi told Vasudev that this Eshana, what you have spoken, Logeshana, Viteshana, Dareshana, Putreshana, I don't think you have that. But you may have some debts, he said, which is normally called as Pitrakatam, Devakatam, or Rishikatam. For the you have some debts towards the Rishis, or the debts towards the forefathers, or the debts. This is a little difficult thing to understand, because to explain also, because English word is forefathers, but Pitradevada is a planet where Pitralogam, we call it where the planet of the forefathers, that's how I think it is translated. But actually what it is who are these Pitradevadas? They are like the demigods, Devadas. They are a special class of personalities living there. In our Pitriyanam cycle, the human species, after they leave this body, majority of them go to this Pitralogam. And that is why there is a close connection, and this Pitralogam is considered to be very close to Bhulogam as well. Physically, their presence is close to this earthly planet, or Bhulogam in other words, or the human occupied world. So, all the ceremonies we perform after death is for the pleasure of the, for pleasing these Pitradevadas. And there are variety of categories of people there. It's also mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Agnishwata, Somapa, like that there are 3-4 names you will find in the second canto. Different categories of Pitradevadas. It is for their pleasure we perform the different rituals, what is done, Shraddham and Pitrakarmam and everything what we perform later. But the thing is that due to our not being taught these things, in course of time it has become that we are doing this every year, Shraddham or Pitrakarmam, for their benefit. But actually it is not. Once they have left this world, and they have accepted, once they have gone to the Pitralogam, and accepted the next body, that relationship is finished. Then there is no. But why is it done then? It is done only for this reason. It will benefit us, those who are doing it. Not from their mercy, but accepting their authority. In Vedic tradition, it is always like that. You are honoring the higher living entities. So because the Pitralokam and Pitradevadas were responsible for our life in this world, they have given us this body and sent us here in that transmigration of the soul and transmission of the living entity from planet to planet. Ultimately, when we got here, they had a role to play in that. And to express your gratitude for them, that you performed this different ceremonies after the death of a person. But often we will not look at that, we will see, and that's why it's very often you will see, still, people who have no studied Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature, they will still be carried away by the society tells them that you should go for the Amavasi day or special occasions like that throughout the year, going to holy rivers, bathing there and performing the tarpanam for the forefathers. So this has become a tradition in the society in that way. But what we have to understand that these Pitradevadas are there, and here with so we have debt towards them, because Pitralokam, the decision was made about our coming here. So they have given us an opportunity in a human body again, so we owe them something for that. That they didn't send us to the lower bodies. And at least in a human body, they have sent us back here. So, if you look into Bhagavad Gita, you will see Devayanam and Pitrayanam spoken separately. Pitrayanam process is this whole transmigration of the soul after leaving this body. When the soul leaves this body, before it gets into the next body, a lot of things happens. For example, at the time of death, we leave all our material senses. They go back to the moon planet. Again, from Pitralokam, after the next birth is decided, these different Indriya Devadas, who controls our different senses, that who is present in our body, who have left us and gone back to the moon planet, they come back and join us when we accept our next body again in this world. And we come back here in our next body. There's a whole explanation to that in the Puranams also, to say how that works, how that transmigration of the body, after leaving this body, what happens later. There's a lot of books available about that, written to explain it in a more detailed way. So that is a debt towards the Pitralokam or Pitradevadas. Then we have debt towards the rishis. Why? They gave us the transcendental literature. Isn't it? All Vedam, Vedic literature is it's they who have given it to us. This knowledge of the Vedams, Puranas, Upanishads, everything. Our gratitude for that. We owe them. We have a debt towards them. And how do you repay that debt? By studying those books. That is what is expected of us. Whatever they have given us, our debt towards the rishis, we clear that debt by studying and accepting and living according to that. That is how you clear that debt towards the rishis. The debt towards the rishis. Devarshi bhudapta nirnam pitranam na kingaro na vrnita rajan. You will see a verse later in the Agadhya Skandam. So, then we have debt towards the demigods. This demigod concept also, one thing you have to understand. Unfortunately, what happens is, everything we say person, person, person. And then it becomes very complicated. But because Indra and all the persons were referring to as demigods, in Bhagavatam, when you read properly and study Bhagavad Gita also properly, you will understand. The senses in our body, that itself is the demigods present in our body. That's their position, the different senses. The predominating deity of these senses for is Lord Brahma, Indra, Varuna. Varuna is the predominating deity of the water. And that's why the tongue, he is the predominating deity. The sun is the predominating deity of the eyes. Brahma is the predominating deity for the intelligence. Moon is the predominating deity for the mind. So this way, this relationship with all the demigods exists in us because they are all present in us, supplying us our needed help every moment, allowing us to function in this world with this body through their presence here. Is it not? So that is the debt we owe them for what they have done to us. Do not make everything too much into the personal side, because then it becomes very difficult. Because then we start thinking, can I not send a check and clear the debt? It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. It's a different way of clearing the debt. These debts are different types of debts. Debts towards the rishis are different. Debts towards the demigods are different. Debts towards the forefathers, Pitulogam, is different. All that has to be cleared in different ways. So here he mentioned this to Narada Maharshi. Says to Vasudev that maybe you have some debt towards the demigods, so let's perform this sacrifice. And for this big sacrifice, Vasudev had to be there as the Yajaman, and naturally all Yajaman's wives have to be there. And Vasudev had 18 wives. Their names are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. They were all present there. So, and after that sacrifice was over, they had to perform what is called Avabhridasnanam. Avabhridasnanam means that is the end of the sacrifice. Every famous sacrifices you will see ends with Avabhridasnanam. They will go to some of the holy rivers or big tanks, and they will, all of them who are involved in the sacrifice together, they will go and bathe in that tank or river. And there are ceremonies associated with that, and that is the completion of the sacrifice. So, Sri Shukla Brahmarshi has spoken all that. And when everything is over, they all decided to depart from Samanta Panchakam. All of them were decided to go back to where they came from. Different people came from different parts of the world. They all decided to go back. And at that time, everybody glorified Vasudev and Devaki. They told him that how fortunate Vasudev is. Krishna as their son, Balaram as their son. And all the rishis had spoken so highly about Krishna. Gopis have spoken, Krishna's wives have spoken. And in that whole, after the satsangam, they all felt they wanted to honor Vasudev and Devaki in a big way. They wanted to honor them because they performed the sacrifice also. And seeing their unique position as parents of Krishna and Balaram, and their good fortune that they had to bring up Vasudev, Krishna and Balaram and all that. All naturally, as the parents, everyone felt highly of them, of Vasudev and Devaki. So Vasudev, what did he do? He called everybody and told them that actually you should not be glorifying me. I am nobody here, he says. He took a very, very, very humble way he expressed his mood. You can see that in the verses from 61 to 64, four verses, that 84 chapter. Vasudeva uvacha, brother ishakrita pasho, nrunam yasnehasam idaha, tam dustinamaham shunmanye, shuranam abiyoginam, asma so pradigalpeyam, yalkritanjeshu sattamai, maitrarpida phalavabi, nanivarte the karhichil, praga galpacha kushalam brother vo nacharamahi, adhuna shri madhan dhaksha, napashyama purasadaha, maharaja shri rabudpumsa shreyaskamasyamanada, so Jananda Bandhuinva Napashriya Yamthadrakya. He was saying to them that these glorifications, what you are or praise you are giving to me, actually I have no qualification to accept any of those things. Look at this way, he said, that who is Balaram and Krishna? They came from Vrindavanam, isn't it? And who brought them up? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And the Maharaj and Yashoda has brought them up, isn't it? And they are these gopis, cowherd boys and the cowherd girls, gopis and gopas, and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Without them, what would have happened to Krishna and Balaram? I don't know. Vasudev and Devaki says to them that you are telling me that I am Krishna and Balaram's father and mother. We are Krishna and Balaram's father and mother. And you are glorifying me. And that is very, very wrong, Vasudev said to them. Very, very, completely wrong, he said. And you are offering your respects to me. But actually, you should be offering your respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda there. We are not qualified for that. It is actually Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. That's what he's saying here. That Maharaja Shri Abhut Pumsa Shreyas Kamasya Manada So Jananuta Bandhunva Napashyari E Amthadrakka.
What has happened to us was that Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj brought them up as though, as we say, like the pupil in the eye. It is such a nicely they have brought them up. And I couldn't do that. We were in the prison all those years, isn't it? We were inside. And what happened after that? After that, when Kamsa was killed, we got back a huge kingdom to rule. I became the king and we became very wealthy with all the wealth we had in Dwaraka and everything. And in that process, what happened? We had completely forgotten about Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And Vasudeva and Devaki was lamenting about that, saying this. What a serious offense they have done to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Krishna, Balaram, the amount of love and affection they received from Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva and Devaki could not offer that at that age, particular time in their life. That was given by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So Vasudeva and Devaki, now everybody is glorifying Vasudeva and Devaki. One time when this was happening, Krishna was being looked after by Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Vasudeva and Devaki were with Kamsa. And Kamsa has tortured them a lot. And not only that, after Kamsa was killed, when the wealth all came and the life changed, the pattern of life was changed, so much wealth had come to their life, that in that all opulences and aishwaryam, all opulences that happened, they completely forgotten about their past, what happened when they were under Kamsa's jail, isn't it? What life was then? They've forgotten that. And they've also forgotten that how Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has brought up Krishna and the gratitude they had, which they could never repay back to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. That's why they're saying here. He's saying openly, when I got the kingdom back and all these opulences come in my life, I completely forgotten about Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. He says there. And not only that, I forgotten about all the gopis and gopas in Vrindavanam. And they are the people who brought up my boys, Balaram and Krishna. They gave them milk, butter and everything and looked after them so well. With all their love and affection, they brought them up. And I'm openly declaring this to all of you, he says, all those who are present in Samanta Panchakam. He's saying to them that due to my ego and arrogance in me, and due to the presence of, all the opulences that has come to me, and I want to declare this in front of everybody who is present here, that please pay your obeisances to Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj, not to me and to Devaki. Not to me and to Devaki, but instead to Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. And Vasudeva and Devaki came, pulled her hand together, came up to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi and paid their obeisances to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Vasudeva and Devaki paid obeisances to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Samanta Panchakam. Because they felt so guilty inside that life changes, we also change, isn't it? When life changes, a lot of money comes and we become very rich and opulent, then it is very difficult to think about the past. What happened in the... We say, that's gone that way, we have to live, forget it, isn't it? So, but Vasudeva and Devaki feels very bad about it, for what they have done. Just show the consciousness of Vasudeva and Devaki. But he felt this was the right opportunity to talk about it in front of everybody. That I openly declare this is my feeling. You should offer your respects to actually Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, not to me. And telling everybody to come and pay their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, openly in front of everybody, and which they did. So, Saukhradam Bhinnachetasa. Sukhabrahmashi says there are certain occasions like this when Vasudeva will come out from the shell and start speaking things very openly. So, like this, there are certain special meetings happening there, and where people completely relaxed about everything and openly saying what they felt.
instead of keeping to themselves. Because these are instances, opportunities for them to openly tell the world how they relate with their devotional heart. And you will see that again with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda afterwards in the same chapter. So you couldn't see this anywhere else. Only in the association of these great personalities together. So that was the importance of this meeting at Samanta Panchakam. So, and Shukha Brahmarshi was also there in that meeting. So Shukha Brahmarshi says, I enjoyed it so much when all these things were happening. He is present everywhere. Remember in the Bhagavatam, he can be like that. He can, when they went to see Bahulashva and Shuddhadeva, he split into two. One went to see Shuddhadeva, one went to see Bahulashva. Both places even. Parikshit said, which Shukadeva is talking to me now? And Shukadeva Brahmarshi says, I don't know which one it is, he said. So that's how it is. So he was present there at that time. So not Pandavas were all there. All the Pandavas were there. And Kauravas were also there. Kauravas are also present there. But you have to remember this, that when we read Mahabharata, we get to this false idea that Kauravas and Pandavas were enemies from birth itself. No, it was not like that. These demoniac tendencies in Duryodhana started building up over a period of time, and when it eventually got into the worst situation, otherwise they are both Kauravas. Pandavas are also Kauravas. They are all Kuru's family, isn't it? They all come from Puru. Puru's dynasty they are. So they are not different family. They are one family. So that is why when Rajasuyam and everything was performed, they all worked together. At that time, that enmity hasn't built up to that extent. But over a period of time, when Duryodhana, through the opulences what was given to Yudhishthira, it made envious in Duryodhana's heart, and that turned into Rajasuyam into a big mess at the end. And then it developed into finally the Mahabharata war. So, but when these things were happening, that enmity is not that manifested yet. So Duryodhana and others, they will also come for this solar eclipse. But what was the benefit? Nothing. Got worse. So when they were all present, Vasudeva is declaring this about Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, that when Vasudeva and Devaki spoke like this, only then Ugrasena realized. Ugrasena is the great grandfather. He comes in and he says there, you can see there, Shri Shuka Vacham, 10th canto, 82 chapter, verse 33. Then, Tam Drishtva Vrishnayo Krishna Stanya Pranam Ivottidaha Parishasujire Gadam Chiradarshanakataraham Vasudeva Parishwajya Sampreeda Prema Vikhvala Smaran Kamsakudan Kleshan Putranya Samjagogule Krishna Ramau Parishwajya Pidarabhivadhyaja Pidaravabhivadhyaja Nakinjano Jadu Premna Sashrukanda Ukurudvaha Tavalt Masanamaropya Bahubhyambarirabhyaja Yashodaja Mahabhaga Sudo Vichadu Shuja Rohini Devagi Jada Parishwajya Vrajeshwari Smaran Deodal Kradam Maitrim Bashpagandyo Samuchadu. All these verses. He's saying there that Ugrasena is saying, I was physically unfit. Heads were shaking. But I got my strength back. I come from Krishna. When Krishna put me on the throne and told me, you sit here now. You are the king. And from that day, I got back my life, he says there. Isn't it? So, it's only due to these two boys, Krishna and Balaram, that I got this position, what I have. Just like Vasudeva and Devaki was saying about Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Ugrasena also felt gratitude to Krishna and Balaram for the position they have, he got by what Krishna and Balaram has given to them. Kamsa was going to kill him, put them in the prison for many years, and he was going to kill him as well. This Ugrasena's relationship with Kamsa there is a whole story behind it in the Mahabharata. It is not exactly that Ugrasena is Kamsa's father. It's a strange relationship. There is a Pula, it is related to, I can't remember, something to do with Pulastya and Pulaha. These rishis, they are involved in that. Somebody associated with Kamsa's mother in the wrong way, and in that way Kamsa was born. But Kamsa got a blessing from that particular sage that you will be killed by a supreme person, but this eventually you will end up putting your father into prison, and that story. We'll read it out later. So, anyway, Ugrasena says that my gratitude is to you, to Krishna and Balaram, and he started paying obeisances to Krishna and Balaram. Vasudeva and Devaki were paying obeisance to Yashoda and Devaki, and Ugrasena was paying his obeisance, respects to Krishna and Balaram, saying that without them what would have happened to me. So he was showing his gratitude. He felt the necessity to say this because when he noticed that Vasudeva and Devaki has initiated this with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So when Vasudeva and Devaki said that actually these are Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's children, it is they who brought them up, isn't it? And he mentions also there this Yashoda's hands, with which Yashoda has massaged Krishna throughout the childhood, fed Krishna, bathed Krishna, and dressed Krishna throughout the childhood. Yashoda has done that. And saying each and everything, Vasudeva and Devaki kept on paying obeisances to Yashoda and Devaki, saying for all what they have done to Krishna and Balaram, how they looked after them. Remembering, just to finish that debt, what they felt inside, by openly saying in front of others and openly showing their gratitude to them. And then they were holding Yashoda Devi's hands and putting it their own head. Who? Devaki and Vasudeva. Saying to Yashoda that it is these hands that has protected and looked after my son. In a very affectionate way, they started expressing their gratitude to them in this way. And they were paying their obeisances and touching their heads at Yashoda Devi's feet and Nanda Maharaj's feet. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda was embarrassed by all these things. Vasudeva and Devaki, they are from the royal family in Dwaraka, and they are still very simple people from the Vrindavanam. But so here Yashoda Devi, and they wanted to wash Yashoda Devi's Nanda Maharaj's feet and sprinkle the water on their own head, in their head. So Shukha Brahmarshi says to Parikshit, that situation, that scene in Samanda Panchakam was very touching. He said, when they were expressing their feelings in the heart towards Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, he said. And everybody, so seeing Vasudeva and Devaki, other great personalities also, they also came and offered their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. The rishis came, and all the kings came after that. Once the big people do, we also follow them, isn't it? So that's exactly what happened. The rishis all came and paid their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And similarly, all the great kings who were present there, great personalities, they all started paying their respects to offer their... Vasudeva and Devaki wanted this. Krishna wanted this. That's why it happened that way. That Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they wanted to express that gratitude, what they have done. That bhakti, giving, certifying Yashoda Devi's bhakti for Krishna. And they all come and gone, and then Uddhava comes there. So, Krishna and Balaram, knowing well that Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj will be there, have brought very expensive clothes from Dwaraka to give presents to them. And the Krishna knows very well that Yashoda Devi won't accept all these things. She is not into all that. So they are simple people from the village, isn't it? So Krishna makes an excuse that how many of your clothes I have taken and torn them when I was playing. Krishna used to take all Yashoda Devi's clothes and tear them and break them and all that. So Krishna says, I brought back just to compensate for all that. I'm giving it back to you now. Krishna says like this. So, and similarly, and Yashoda Devi had expensive clothes which Nanda Maharaj just bought. But Krishna didn't know at that childhood what is best and what is what. Used to take everything and used to make it copying for himself. So that's what he did. So Krishna is saying that I have torn all your expensive saris and made cowbean for me. Here is the replacement for that. I brought them back, he says. And Krishna, Yashoda Devi is crying. She's tears are coming from her eyes. And she says to them, my dear children, I had only one desire. I just wanted to see you. Nothing more. Didn't want anything from you. All I wanted was just to see you once. That motherly feeling was pouring out from her. So, that is why. Remember this? When did this happen? When in the 46th chapter, if you remember, when Uddhava came to see Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Vrindavanam, Krishna sent them to Vrindavanam. Is it not? That meeting, remember 46th and 47th chapter, there is a verse about Yashoda Devi mentions there. I think it is in the 46th chapter. Yes. You will see. When Uddhava came and started conversation with Yashoda Devi and Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj, Sri Shukan says there, apyaya asyadi govinda svajanan sagradikshidam tarhidrachyama tadvatram sunasam susmidekshanam. That is that. Apyaya asyadi govinda svajanan sagradikshidam tarhidrachyama tadvatram sunasam susmidekshanam. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi saying there that all we wanted was so janan sagradikshidam, when you come here to see us, if you come tarhid vachyama tadvaktram, that we could see you again and your face and your hear your speech, what we used to enjoy when you were with us in the little boy when Krishna spent that 7 years in Vrindavanam. That childhood happiness, what they got from Krishna and Balaram, that's what is mentioning there. Tarhidrachyama tadvaktram, your voice and your sound, on the way you spoke, sunasam susmidekshanam, and your way you smiled, and the way you looked at people, that childhood nature in Krishna, Balalila, that's what is referring to, Krishna's childhood pastimes. All that comes back into Yashoda's heart. And Yashoda mentioned that at that time. And that is exactly again Yashoda is saying, it is that Balalila that we wanted to enjoy, what we enjoyed in our life, which we never... It was a big thing in Yashoda's life, if you look into the time she spent with Krishna. Isn't it? Yashoda's bhakti, that is why that childhood pastimes in the 10th canto has a special significance for this reason. That Yashoda's attachment to Krishna and Krishna's attachment to Yashoda, you will find that particularly significant there. So, again after that, after enchanted with that beautiful childhood pastimes, and Krishna left and went to Mathura. And Yashoda Devi saying there, will I ever get an opportunity to see Krishna in my life? This is what was going through, because remember, Nanda Maharaj came back on his own with all the other cowherd men. While going, Yashoda never thought that she will never see him again. When message was that Krishna and Balaram is going with all the cowherd men to Mathura and to participate in a festival. And after the festival, he was supposed to come back. He never knew that everything is going to turn up like this. They will never get an opportunity to see him again. So when Nanda Maharaj came back, you can imagine Yashoda Devi state. She didn't know that she was bathing him last time. She didn't know that she was going to feeding him last time. And after bathing him and feeding him, she and Rohini brought the two boys and put them in Akrura's chariot and told Akrura, please look after them very well, they are not used to the city life. As a mother, they are saying all their things to them. Never thought inside that they are not going to come back again. So when Nanda Maharaj came back after realizing that this Yashoda and Balaram is Vasudev's children and now they are going to live in Mathura and then things, what happened after that, they went to Dwaraka and all that. So Yashoda Devi's life is finished practically for her. Her happiness in life was gone with Krishna's departure. But because Krishna has been so kind to her and that attachment that has been built up, he sent Uddhava there to console Yashoda Devi. And Yashoda Devi it was a heartbreaking experience for her that Krishna had left in this way. And all the time, Yashoda wanted to see Krishna sometime. So she was feeling now happiness that I've seen my son, Krishna, again. So, and was able to take Krishna and Balaram and put them on the lap. Now you may ask the question, how is that possible? Yashoda is very, very old now. Krishna and Balaram is also close to 100 years. The reason, it says, Shridhar Swami mentions this, that whenever Krishna and Balaram had to meet up with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, in their body and the mind, they will go back to that age, and Krishna and Balaram will come to that age as well. This is how it was happening with them. For that particular meeting, they had to change their... It is all... This is how... Yaya, Srishti Pravartade, Maya can do all these things. Yoga Maya Mubhashrida says. So Krishna has to perform various things in this world, pastimes in this world, while meeting up with different people as necessary. Krishna had to change the form when it required. Like when Draupadi, when Ashwatthama was going to be killed by Arjuna, that when he was brought back after tying the hands, Krishna had to change the form. Draupadyascha Chaturbhuja expanded into 400 forms. And the Draupadi saw Krishna in the 400 form, which changed Draupadi's heart not to take revenge on Ashwatthama. And that is made Draupadi to realize that whatever Krishna says, I have to take it seriously, not anybody else. And Draupadi at that moment says to Arjuna, don't kill, he is our spiritual master's son. It's a big change of heart. Ashwatthama has killed all the children, Draupadi's children, but not even a trace of revenge inside, able to say this to Arjuna. So imagine Draupadi's heart, what a great personality she is, isn't it? So similarly, when Rukmini and Krishna had this heated debate, 68th chapter, Pranayakalaham as it's called, and when Rukmini spoke about Krishna, various things, and then Krishna says to Rukmini, why did you marry me? There is an argument, isn't it? At that time, Rukmini collapsed. And that time, Krishna expanded into 400 form and picked up Rukmini with two hands, and the other two hands Krishna has consoled, massaging on her face and pacified Rukmini. So there are certain instances like this in the Bhagavatam. You will find Krishna has taken 400 form, certain according to the situation. And similarly, while meeting up with parents and other grandparents, sometimes Krishna had to reverse back into the body what he had at that age to give that feeling for the mother. You will see that happening again and again. So Krishna wanted to show to them that Yashoda Devi was feeling immensely happy with this experience, and she wiped her tears in the eye, and both Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda got up and ready to go. Sri Shuka Brahma, she is saying there that this feeling what Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda felt at that moment, for a father and mother, it's the perfection of life from their children, what they could receive. And this is the perfection of Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Premam or Krishna Bhakti. That love for Krishna and Balaram in this way from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. That Vatsalya Bhakti, that perfection of that. And so all this is these things Shukha Brahma Shri has spoken in that chapter. And after this, Krishna is saying, bidding farewell to all the visitors from Vrindavan, gopis and the
Cowherd boys. They are going back. So they all turned around and praying to Krishna. Sri Shukla Brahmarshi is saying here, that is that famous prayers that you can see that, you'll see that in the 47th chapter also. They are very important verses because you can see their state of mind. Manaso vrtayo nasyo. This is in the, while talking about the gopi's heart. When Uddhava left, it comes to this as well. Manaso vrtayo nasyo. Krishna badambuja ashraya. Vajo birdhai nir namnam kayastal prakhunadishu karma birbrahmyamananam yatra kwabi shure chaya mangala jaride dhanir radirna krishna ishure karma birbrahmyamananam yatra kwabi shure chaya mangala jaride dhanir radirna krishna ishure. Gopis had only one thing to say to Uddhava. Uddhava, that we don't know about our prarabdham. What karma is behind us? If there could be more prarabdham to finish, we may have to take birth again. So be it, doesn't matter. Karma bur brahmya mananam. Due to karma, we may be circulating through different bodies again. Etra kvabishvir echaya. According to Krishna's desire, according to the higher authority's desire, Ishvara's desire, these things may happen again. We may not finish with this life, we may go through other bodies. Karma bir brahmyamananam yatra kvabi shrechaya. But we have only one prayer in our heart. Mangala jarider dhanir radirna krishna ishvare. That never again this connection what we have built up with Krishna in our relationship with Krishna, let that not any moment go away from us, not leave us. That is the only prayer they had. So that's why I'm saying, manaso vrtayo nasyu. Krishna Pada Ambuja Ashrayaha. We have become so dependent on Krishna for everything. Our very existence is, without Krishna is impossible to think about it. For us, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's time with us, association with us, we may be doing all the other bodily activities like milking the cows, selling the milk, marketing the other things, butter or cheese. But in all these things, right in the middle of all these physical and mental activities is going on, but we are with Krishna all the time. That is the important message. And that connection with Krishna in this way should never be broken. Radhirna Krishna Ishvare. It should never break up again. That was the only prayer. And it is from the gopis. Uddhava learned this, isn't it? Uddhava later on acknowledges that. This bhakti what gopis had, haven't seen anywhere else. Evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane nekshida. This kind of bhakti I have not seen in all the three worlds, Uddhava said. Na shrudava, I have not heard about it, a bhakti like this. Evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane nekshida na shrudava. Then he says, kim shastra okay? What's the necessity to study shastram? Kimiha tapasa? What is the need to perform penances and austerities? Gobikabhyo namostu. Offering, Uddhava is offering obeisances to the gopis. Seeing there, that purity inside, Krishna consciousness in other words. So all our senses, gopi senses, all of that has, should be all the time fulfilling their desires in Krishna through services, different ways. By feeding him, cooking for him, or bathing him, or looking after him. Somehow or the other, the form of Krishna has gone into the gopi's heart so strongly. It has affected them. So,
even if we leave this body, we take birth in another body, somewhere else, this Krishna Premam or attachment to Krishna and Krishna's form should not leave us. This was the prayers from the gopis. And Krishna should be able to reciprocate this life all the time to us forever. This was all what the gopis wanted from him. There was no other prayers. That is what the gopis had to say. So here also so this was the prayers from the gopis to Krishna, and they were leaving. And see, this leaving is spoken there. What is that? Look at the verse. Nando gopascha gopyascha, verse 69. Nando gopascha gopyascha, Govinda charanambuje manakshipta punarhartu anisha maturam yayu. Gopis and cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they all left. But while leaving, they left one thing back here with Krishna. What was that? Their mind. Govinda charanambuje manakshiptam. That they didn't take it with them. They didn't take that with them. They left their mind here. And so this is what has happened. Govinda charanambuje manakshiptam punarhartum. And they left the mind in such a way they could not take it back with them anymore. To that extent, they had become surrendered to Krishna. To such an extent they loved Krishna that they couldn't take their mind back with them. Taking the mind back means they could not go back and think about anything else. All the time the mind was in Krishna. Mind was in Krishna. That is what it says there. So we'll have something more, few things more to say, which we'll discuss it tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.